you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go. Tweaked Audio offers these earbuds in a variety of 7 different styles and colors to suit anyone, from bikers to businessmen. You can also choose between mic'd for talking on your cell or non-mic'd for a great music experience. Tweaked Audio earbuds are compatible with all MP3 players, all Apple, and all Android devices. Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited-time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price. That's 1/3 off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping. Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty. Go check out our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
Great, great speakers. Great. Great speakers. Great speakers.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, Riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you go to download the Riotcast app and check out all the other fabulous shows on this network. So, no Missy and Marco tonight.
Yep.
Fuck them.
Yep. Marco and Tits McGee are off tonight.
Again, they're off on the same night. Maybe they rekindled.
They're back together again.
They rekindled their relationship.
Yeah, that'll be the day. I can never see that happening.
No, Missy is visibly grossed out by Marco.
Yeah.
Like, anytime you bring it up, like, just a look on her face, it's just like, ew.
That and Marco hates Missy.
True.
So it's like, you know. Yeah, I couldn't have. Even in a post-apocalyptic world, I couldn't even see that happening.
No, there's no fucking way.
Oh, I mean, I'm not even saying that because, like, you know, I don't know if Missy thinks Marco is a decent-looking guy or anything like that. Like, I don't know what her, you know, I've seen two guys she's dated, and they're both complete opposites.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you can't say that Missy really has a type. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm not even saying that she would sit there and be like, oh, well, Marco's disgusting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's just cause of like,
that pig.
The history of the show, you know, like Marco just being, you know, see them titties and, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, Marco, I mean, you could tell Marco dislikes her a lot.
Yeah, it's obvious.
But at the same time, if Marco were single and she was like, Marco, come get this pussy, he'd jump right in. I mean, who the fuck are we kidding?
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I might have to give Marco the benefit of the doubt on that one.
I don't think Marco has any standards when it comes to pussy.
Really? See, yeah. I don't know about that. I'm not saying like, you know, they have to be tens, but I don't know. I just don't see it. I just don't see them two on both ends. I just don't see them two.
Listen, Marco's married. Well, so, yeah, it wouldn't happen. But look,
we're talking about hypothetically, if Marco was never married, never had a kid, none of that shit. I don't think
Marco would get in a relationship with her, but I'm sure he'd tear it up.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I think he would.
I really don't think so. I don't think any of us would. It's funny because Missy, I don't know if it was last week or it was a couple weeks when we did the show with her Biffle was on.
Right.
I had made a comment. We were talking about, you know, her not being here. And I said something along the lines of, yeah, it's not like when you're not here for a couple weeks, I call and I'm like, oh, I need to hear your voice type thing.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, if that happened, I'd be gone. Like two out of three. And I sat there and I was laughing. And then I thought about it and I was like, and Missy, if you hear this, I'm just going to say it. So, you know, take it for what it is. But I was thinking, ew, you stuck up bitch. You really think that I would go for you? like don't, and I don't mean that to be rude, but I understand that I'm definitely not her type.
Right. None of us. Missy's completely grossed out by the three of us.
Right. And that's fine. But don't get me wrong. You know, the table revolves. Like, I'm grossed out by her too, just as much. Like, there is nothing about Missy that I would look at and be like, oh yeah, I gotta have her. I love her to death. I love her like a sister more than anything.
Yeah.
But like, that's the thing. Like, I don't look at her in that way at all. I don't care that she's got big tits. I just joke around with her, but she's definitely not my type.
Yeah. I've known her for 3 years and all I've seen of her tits. I don't even know what her face looks like.
Just keep looking. but yeah, I don't know. I've always been kind of like picky and stuff like that. I would say that I kind of have a type.
Uh-huh.
Or at least like, an idea, and then there's certain attributes that have to be similar at least. Mm-hmm. She doesn't fall in it. I mean, the voice alone, it couldn't happen. I'd rather her be mute, you know what I mean, than hear her call me up, be like, hey baby, what are you doing? Like, I couldn't deal with that. I would be like, yeah, I'm getting rid of a cell phone.
She'd be like, hey baby, what are you doing? Who is this? Yeah. Chris, stop making these calls to me.
I'd be like, sir, stop calling me. It's me, honey.
You're such a fucking horrible person.
I'm fucking around. I do love Missy. I really do.
Yeah, I love her to death.
And I'm not saying that. I'm not even saying that because of the show or anything. Like, if we ever stopped doing the show, I would never want to stop, you know, talking to Missy. Like,
right,
I wanted
right.
to be a part
when,
of her
when
life.
She, when she realizes that she could do much better than the three of us and she moves on to
right,
a good
exactly.
podcast.
I hope that she still, you know, wants to be friends and, you know, acquaintances and hang out and stuff. But I mean, it would never be more than that, ever, ever. I don't give a shit what happens. I don't care if like, I don't know. I don't care if her pussy had the cure for something that I was dying from. I think I'd just be like, you know what? I lived a full life.
Oh, that's shitty.
I lived a full life. I'm good.
She always takes a beating when she's not here. She takes a beating when she is here.
Yeah, I know. And I got to say it again. I love you, miss. I'm just playing around. I'm just having fun. It's all good. I mean, God knows. Like, I heard the couple times I haven't been here during the show, I've heard some of the shit she said. And I'm like, motherfucker. And I'm thinking, I'm like, you know what, though? It serves me right because of all the fucking lashing out on her I've done.
Right, right.
You know, like, how am I going to be mad about something like that?
I don't know. You can't
but
be.
I will be honest, though. That day we were here, that last show we did, when Marco wasn't here, I was like, wait a minute. Are you saying I'm creepy? Like, fuck you. You're creepy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not creepy. Fuck that shit. I'm less creepy than you
yeah.
are. I'm not trying to act like an uppity motherfucker, but god damn, like, give me some fucking credit. Jesus Christ. Creepy.
Yeah, me and Missy were texting back and forth over the weekend. She mm-hmm. called me creepy. I'm like, fuck you.
She called you creepy?
Yeah.
Ew. That's some nerve, bitch.
I was fucking hammered when I was texting her. Though.
You were
so who
texting
knows
her drunk?
Well, she always parties. Not drunk texting her like that. Like, she always parties in the city. So I hit her up during the day. I was like, if you're going to be in the city tonight, let me know.
Were?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
She was like, I might go to, you know, this one place. You know, I was like, all right, I'll hit you up later. So, you know, we went to a couple different places. And I figured, well, let me hit Missy up, see if she's in the city. We'll go hang out with her.
Right.
Because Missy now and Missy 2 years ago are completely different people.
Right.
Missy 2 years ago was fun, but I really, like, the couple times we hung out, I'm like, you know, she was kind of.
I think it was company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Missy now seems like a lot of fun. I'm like, fuck, let's, you know, let's get some fucking shots and shit.
Right.
But Anyway, I checked
took
her.
Enough shots.
Yeah, to the face, to the ass. But yeah, I hit her up to see if she was in the city, and she was, and she was laying low. So we were just texting back and forth for a while.
Right.
And she's like, "You're a fucking creep."
Wow. You got some nerve, bitch. She does come off conceited sometimes.
I think we all do.
Yes, but I mean, I think hers is genuine. I do it for shits and giggles. You know what I mean? Like, I know my limitations. I have lots of them. But like, and I'll honestly do them. There's certain things that I will be like, you know, confident about or like conceited about, but it's never the kind of thing where like I don't try to sit there and make myself out to be an Adonis because I'm not.
Right.
I know that. And it would be really retarded of me. I mean, this show doesn't need two Marcos.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So
we already have an Adonis.
Right. We have one here. But I don't, you know, there's certain things that I am confident about, whether it's like, you know, trying to be funny about something or, you know, like maybe certain facts that she's wrong about that I may be like, no, you know, but, you know, and a lot of times I like to fuck, like, you know, if I sit there and be like, well, yeah, how can any girl resist all this?
Yeah, obviously, like, you're joking.
Like, seriously, like, of course they can. It's happened a billion times already. You know, if I had a penny for every time a girl looked at me in disgust, I would be a millionaire. I really would. I would be a millionaire, maybe even a multimillionaire. So
I can't say that, but I will say I'm sure girls I've talked to at like 10 o'clock are like, let me see if, at 1:45 what's going on.
See, I think that's a guy thing. I don't think girls do that.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. I don't think girls do that because if the girl's that desperate to begin with, then she's already butt fucking ugly.
Dude, you're talking about types. Desperation is my type. I need a girl with low self-esteem.
So basically what you're saying is when you go out on weekend nights, your initial thought is, all right, I got to get me a Hail Mary.
Not anymore.
Okay. I was going to say.
Not anymore.
Yeah, because I don't see that.
Although at this point I could use a fucking a W.
A miracle? Yeah. Miracle is in the catch.
I could use a win.
Right.
You know, it's been a while since I met somebody out. I still, you know, every now and then I have a couple go-tos, but.
Listen, it's slim pickings nowadays.
Like, no shit, dude.
When I went out with you guys about a month ago.
Yeah, we went out Labor Day weekend, though. That place was dead. It's normally banging on Friday nights.
But let's be honest, though. Even when it is, there's girls there that are with other guys.
Not only that, the girls there are literally 15 years younger than us.
Okay, what's the problem?
Not for me. There's a huge problem for them. They're looking at me like, that's my fucking dad.
No, dude, you don't look like anyone's dad.
Dude, when you tell a 22-year-old girl you're 35.
Yeah, but when you don't look your age, that is actually a little bit more. Yo, man, my girl's 10 years younger than me. Yeah, I mean, she's not 15 years younger than me, but right. She's 10 years younger than me. And believe me, I'm okay with that.
She was ready to settle early. Not settle down, settle.
Settle, yeah. Yeah, but she that's what I'm
now,
saying.
Now, if she was 22, out of there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've already been there.
Yeah.
I already went out with a chick who was younger than that. I was younger.
Right.
But again, it was a 10-year difference. I was in my late 20s. Mm-hmm. She was like 18, 19.
Fucking creep.
As soon as... Yeah, dude, fuck that. I have no regrets, whatever. But like once she turned 21, and I knew it was coming, you know, because it's like the girl's not 21,
right?
She only gets in bars she can get into, which aren't many with the ID she had. So it's like, look, when she turns 21, she's gonna want to go ape shit, and I knew it was coming,
right?
But at the same time, it's like, yo, while you know, why not just ride it till the wheels fall off?
Absolutely,
you know what I mean. Bounce a quarter off the girl's fucking ass and a fist off of her forehead when she was out of line. But, you know, it was nice. It was like a nice 2-year ride. It was like, you know what? Young piece of pussy. She's stupid. She's dumb. She's immature. I don't have to like worry about, you know, it was never talks about future.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like that. It was just like more of, we're both having fun.
Yeah.
But then towards the end, it was obvious that things were getting
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, and then after that, it's, you know, I will say this, never again will I date a girl who was divorced. And I mean that in a sense is if I find out, all right, if I find out the girl was divorced because, you know, the guy ended up being a pedophile, it's one thing.
Okay.
Or he robbed the bank and went to prison. She got a divorce, whatever the case may be. But if I find out that the guy cheated on her.
Oh, they're scarred for life.
Well, no. No, because at least the one that I was with, you know, I realized why her husband cheated on her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know. Like, I was like, wow, she seems like a real sweet girl. I mean, you knew her, you know, and she seemed like a real sweet girl and everything. And then, like, after being with her for, like, almost 3 years, I'm like, I get it.
Right, right.
No wonder he cheated. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do the same thing. I didn't, but I wanted to.
You should have.
I thought about it constantly. I mean, I was like, I'm not getting what I need out of this relationship.
Yeah, see, that's one thing I don't understand. And how do you hang in so long when you're not getting what you need?
It was the circumstance. We were living together.
Right.
So it was like, at that moment in time, there was really nowhere else I wanted to go that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't blame her for staying that long. I blame myself because yeah. I was like, at that point, there was nothing going on. So I'm like, it was kind of like, if I leave, then there's nothing. If I stay, yeah, I got to put up
right.
with shit.
If you stay, you're unhappy. If you leave, you're miserable. Pretty much.
It's the other way around. If you stay, you're unhappy. If you stay, you're miserable. If you leave, you're unhappy.
Well, unhappy is better than miserable.
Well,
get the fuck out of there.
It depends. It really does depend. But I'm one of those people that I think I can fix everything.
Right.
So that was part of the reason why, like, I was like, I know I can make this work. And it obviously, you know what? It was like beating a dead horse. I should have just fucking walked away.
Yeah. I
should have walked away in the first year.
You thought you were changing the fucking light switch and you were trying to rewire the whole house.
But here's the thing though. What I did actually changed her. After me. And she's not the only one. It's happened before. There's many girls that I have gone out with who weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. And I don't mean that in like a, I'm not trying to be a sexist about it. I'm not saying they were supposed to be in the kitchen.
But they were.
No, they weren't. Trust me. They were. I would have married them. No, but what I'm saying is they weren't doing their part in a relationship. Like, and I'm not going to be the guy that has to do both parts. It's like you put in your time, I put in my time, and then that'll be it. So if a girl's sitting there being stupid and immature, it's not my job to be mature for her. I'm not your fucking dad. You could take care of yourself, you know, like that kind
right.
of thing. So, you know, but after fighting with them constantly and telling them they're wrong, that they're making me unhappy, the next time they go and find another dude after me, they don't do any of the shit they did with me. And it's like, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I made some jerk off happy that they ended up with, and they turn out to be in love with, they're getting married to him. And it's mm-hmm. like, wow, I really did.
And this has happened multiple times?
Multiple times.
Do you ever think that you're the problem?
No, never. Not the problem. How am I the problem if I never changed and they did? I mean, granted, yeah, I'm still not married, but, but I mean, it doesn't stop me from, you know, being into another relationship at some point.
Right.
So it
doesn't
like,
stop you from making somebody else miserable.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And my girlfriend will tell you that's exactly what I'm doing to her. No, but see, I will say this. If things between me and my girl now, you know, end or whatever, I can honestly say, and I'm saying it on the air, so I can't take it back, but I can honestly say that there is nothing about her where I would sit there and relate to anybody else that I've ever been with. Sarah, to me, is probably the most put-together girl that I've ever been with. Like, she's the one girl that I've been with where I can actually say, you know what? This could be the one.
Right.
As opposed to all the other ones where it's like, oh, you know what? This one is going to get murdered by me, you know, in the shower or something. Like, you know, like, honestly, like, I can never... I don't know. I can never sit there and say anything bad about her because, you know, everybody fights.
Right.
And everybody says stupid shit or does stupid shit. I do. She does. Anyone does. So, like, you're always going to have those petty little arguments. But there's really nothing I can honestly say as the way she lives her life or, like, what she does where I can sit there and be like, yeah, I can't handle this for the rest of my life. Now, if there's other people involved, it's a different story, but it's just her and me. You know what I mean? So I don't have to worry about anything else.
Right.
So, you know, but all the other ones, like, man, just it's been one letdown after the other. And it's been false advertising. You know,
I think that's the majority of the time.
At some point, though, it's got to stop. And I don't mean in the relationship. I mean, like, in general, like, that shit's got to stop. Just be who you are. Stop faking it and acting like you're this great person. And then 6 months later, 6-8 months later, you find out that they're fucking nuts or they're insane.
Right.
Or crazy.
Just do the George Costanza. Hi, I'm George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
Works for me, doesn't it? Right. All right. Well, that's why I've always said I'm like the, I think that I should be the real life George Costanza. Like, that should have been about me.
No, because George actually worked at some point in his life.
Yeah, he was working doing that show. It was fictional as opposed to me being the real thing. But it's just, I don't know, it just pisses me off. It's like, you know, why can't, and I'm sure men do the same fucking thing. I don't try to sit there and act like I'm someone I'm not. Because what am I going to gain out of it except for getting dumped if I don't come through with the lot?
Sure, absolutely.
But I feel the same way. Well, don't sit there and tell me you're into this shit or whatever, but you're not.
But here's the thing.
Don't cry. You told me anal sex is all right.
And this is the problem I run into a bunch, where you just be yourself, and they like you, but they want to change certain aspects of you.
Well, that's everyone.
And it's just like, no, it's not like I lied about this. This is who I am.
Right. Well, that's every woman.
Well.
You know, there's one thing, like, for instance, me and my girl, she's more of an outdoors person, and I don't mean like a camping person. I mean, like, she likes to go out and enjoy the weather.
She likes to get up and do stuff, and you'd rather sit in front of the TV.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll cave and.
Sure, you have to.
Right. But at the same time, you know, if I'm having like a really rough week or I'm like sore or whatever, you know, I just rather be like last week, for instance, she texted me, last week and said, hey, I can get 2 tickets to the Phillies game for Sunday. And I'm like,
have fun.
Right. That was my attitude. I'm like, they're the worst team in baseball right now. And not only that, it's football season. It's week 3 coming up of the football season at the time. I want to watch football. Like, I see, and that's my fault. I don't blame her for this. I blame myself because I've been so pissed off at the Philadelphia Eagles for the last, you know, 4 or 5 seasons.
I thought you were going to say 4 or 5 decades.
Well, that too. But I mean, well, yeah, I guess I knew that before I was even born. But, I was just so pissed off that every season that would pass, I would watch less and less games.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I remember last year, because they just stunk, mm-hmm, I didn't watch that many games. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to get pissed off on Sunday. Let's do something. You mm-hmm want to do something? Let's do something. We'd go and whatever. Now that the situation's changed in a sense where they have new management, new, you know, a coach and a different scheme and all that, I'm excited in a sense where I want to see what could possibly happen. I don't think that they're going to win anything, but I do want to see how this team progresses as opposed to before. I just hated Andy Reid and whatever. And that regime. Now I want to see what this guy does. I want to give him a chance. So I'm kind of excited for football again. The only thing I was excited for was fantasy football, which I still am, but now I'm actually excited about my team again. So now here's the thing. They played Thursday night last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no excuse not to go, but again, it's football. I do like watching some of the games, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even when the Eagles are bad, and it's pretty much the same thing with hockey. Like, I'm a fan of the sport. I'm obviously a fan of my team, but I'm the fan of the sport. I want to watch the games.
Right.
You know, it's not like I sit home every fucking night during hockey season and turn on a different game. I mainly watch the Flyers. But, like, you know, a Sunday afternoon, 2 good teams playing, yeah, I fucking sit in front of the TV.
Right.
And I'll do that for every Sunday for football.
Right.
I just want to sit there and watch the fucking games. I don't want to be bothered with that. I don't want to take a fucking walk in the park or any of that shit. It's football season. It's 20 weeks.
Right.
You have the rest of the year, and it's cold out in October anyway.
Right.
You want to go outside, watch
the
game.
And that was the other thing. She's like, you want to go hiking? And I was like, what?
Is there a TV there?
Yeah. Is there a TV at every tree? Like, come on, man. Like, I don't know. It bothers me.
Unless hiking is an all-you-can-eat buffet, no.
Yeah, if that's the name of a new sports bar, no. But, you know, it's I don't know. I can't blame her totally for that. But she has to understand now that things are different as opposed to last year, that I do want to pay a little bit more attention mm-hmm. to the season. I'm actually interested again. And as far as the Phillies go, baseball in general, like, it wouldn't have been good anyway because it's not like we were going to go there to actually sit in the seats and watch the game. She probably would have wanted to walk around the concourse and do whatever. I don't want to do that.
I'll be honest with you.
The baseball's boring to watch.
I would rather walk around the concourse.
See, and that's the thing.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'd like to stop and watch some of the game and move on.
If the Phillies were good, then I would definitely rather watch the game than walk around. But regardless of whether they're good or bad, she would probably not want to stay in one spot because it's, you know, uh-huh. baseball. But, like, see, that's the problem I have with women in sports. There aren't that many women out there that actually appreciate the sport. Mm-hmm. They just like the atmosphere of thousands of people there.
Well, sure. Dude.
And they want to be part of it. And it's like, that's not really what it's about.
But they only want to be part of it when the Phillies are good.
Well, no, because my girlfriend offered to get the tickets. Okay. To, you know.
You're my age. You're a little bit older. 10 years ago, was there anybody in the fucking stadium?
No.
There were 15,000 fucking people there, and they were all drunk dudes. When the Phillies got good...
They were all season ticket holders.
If the Phillies go through a five-year slump where they're winning 70 games, trust me, nobody's going to that fucking stadium again.
Right.
Especially, least of all girls.
Right, but what I'm saying is like, you know, that's why I kind of don't like the mixture of women in sports.
Oh,
women in sports, women and sports.
Right.
Like... It bothers me because they don't have the same like again, if I want to watch an Eagles game, she'll be like, well, why don't we go to a sports bar and watch the game? I'm like, no, because I'm invested. You can't hear. I want to hear what's going on right. as well as see.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't hear because you have too many women in the sports bar just crowing about whatever the fuck has nothing to do with sports. And it's like, why can't you be at the mall? And let guys, because if it was just guys in a sports bar and they were all there to watch one team, the only time you would hear them is cheers or boos. Other than that, it would be silence, like a church, because they'd want to hear the announcers and what the play is going on. Mm-hmm. You'll have one or two drunk douchebags that won't shut the fuck up. But for the most part, it would be like the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, there's one night, it had to be like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. The Eagles were playing on Monday night. I believe it was Dallas.
Okay.
So... I'm over a friend's house. We're all watching the game and all, and a girl I was messing with at the time was there. And at one point, and they're just fucking talking the entire fucking time. And like, I'm putting up with it, but I'm getting to my boiling point.
Right. Yeah.
So finally, they have those fucking trash magazines, and they're talking some celebrity bullshit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I just fucking erupted, dude. I had to leave after that because I said some shit that you can't recover from.
Hey. Shut the fuck up!
If it was just that, dude, I would have been fine. I said some fucking nasty, heinous shit. I was so fucking mad. It's like, either get in the kitchen
right.
and make me a sandwich, or sit down, shut up, and cheer for the game.
Amazing you're not married.
Yeah, no shit. But it's just like, you know, I gave them both the look many times. Like, can you please shut up? We're trying to watch a game here. Right. I turned the volume up on the TV when they would right. talk. Like, you know, I'm trying to give them hints so I don't say anything I shouldn't say.
Right.
But finally, I just hit my boiling point. And I'm like, will you two fucking cunts shut the fuck up?
That piece of shit.
I said...
Fuck the boys.
I said something nasty. Like the girl I was dating, she was thick. She wasn't fat.
No, thick. I played that.
Well, no, but I the one time you're not fucking eating. Yeah, I said some fucking nasty shit, dude. I was just so angry. Just like, shut up. I'm trying to watch the game. Shut up.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. You know, I don't sit there and talk over your fucking shows.
See, and that's the thing. That's the thing. God forbid you're talking over, I don't know, some fucking horrible movie on a Hallmark channel or something that they're right. invested in. That you get this, shh, mm-hmm. shh your ass. What the fuck you talking? Who are you shushing? I had to hear you fucking crow during three quarters of the fucking Eagles game or whatever the fuck. And now I can't say, hey, can you get me a fucking glass of water? Go fuck yourself.
I think one of the things I said, the only words out of your mouth should be, can I get you another beer?
Yeah.
How much more betrayal can I take?
Like, I was just fucking nasty. But yeah, like, I don't talk during your shit, so shut the fuck up.
Right.
And I tried to be nice about it. I didn't say anything. I just looked at them. I turned the volume up on the TV.
You know, it's funny. I know, if my girl's listening to this, she's gonna start giggling because we do this to each other every fucking Sunday, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten her into a lot of shows that I like, and
right.
she loves them all. There isn't one that she didn't get addicted to. Mm-hmm. So this past week we were watching the series finale of Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. It's the final show of the whole series,
right.
which means it ain't coming back on. It ain't, you know, it's not going to be a spinoff or whatever. It's done. And I watched all 8 seasons and I want to watch this and I want to hear what the fuck's going on. So when there's chatting involved,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? Like, I lose my shit. So now I don't think anything happened this week with her per se, but I was pissed off because her sister, let me paint the picture. This is how fat I am. All right. Let me paint the picture. So earlier that day, we decided to make dinner. So we went to the supermarket, pick up some stuff to make dinner. And then, you know, we were going to watch the show later on.
Mm-hmm.
So after dinner, whatever, we had like a couple hours before the show started. So my thing was, let me go and get my stuff ready for work the next day. And let me pack my car because I was going from her house to my job.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to have everything done. So when the show's over, I can go right to bed and whatever. Now, once it was time to watch the show, I did exactly what I planned. I went, got the entire tub of ice cream that I bought at the supermarket, and I sat there with a spoon. And here's the funny part. She had her own tub.
Did she really?
Yes, she did. She got.
Yeah, I look like a big fat fuck, you know?
She got the flavor she wanted. I got the flavor I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we both sat there with it. And now her sister is saying, you know, I should take a picture of you. Now she's talking during the show.
Right.
But she's commenting about the two, and it's like, okay, you have like 3 seconds before I lose my mind. So here's the kicker. This is what her sister did. During the fucking show, right before, as the show was starting,
mm-hmm.
she announces, because she's on the computer, she announces that, oh, well, I just read on Facebook that Dexter doesn't die at the end of the show.
I would have got up and punched her in the face.
I did in my mind, but I can tell you this. I did not watch that final episode in the manner that I was planning on watching it because I was steamed. I mean, to the gills, I was ready to explode. And she had already gone upstairs to bed, her sister.
Mm-hmm.
But I was fucking mad.
Oh, I don't blame you.
And then at the very end of the show, I was even more mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can find out spoilers.
Sure. You can go online. Yeah.
Absolutely. So some asshole on Facebook, because she lives her life on Facebook, she pays rent to live in Facebook. So, she finds out from some douchebag who posted, who probably actually found the spoiler and said, I want to be that guy that ruins it for people that are constantly on Facebook.
Right.
And only take a break to watch Dexter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she just announced that, like, she doesn't even watch the show. But she knows that we watch the show. She just announced it, and I'm like, are you, like, trying to be an asshole? Like, that was my first initial reaction. Like,
right.
Are you trying to be an asshole? Like, why would you do that? Why? What are you trying to gain? Are you think that I'm going to be happy about that? You think your sister's going to be happy about that? You think that we are going to be okay with that? So I was mad, and I was like, you know what? This is horseshit. Now, I didn't say anything during the show because I knew it was going to get into an argument with my girl.
Right.
Or it was going to be a discussion and whatever. As soon as the show ended, I turned to her and I said, tomorrow, when you see your sister and she asks you how the show was, you tell her Dexter did die. And she's like, what? I was like, tell her Dexter's dead. And she's like, why? And I was like, because when she says, oh, because I read that he wasn't going to die, that's when you turn around and say, yeah. That's why I'm telling you that he did die, because you need to shut the fuck up during the show and stop announcing fucking spoiler alerts before watching a fucking show. And tell her that I'm pissed off. I want you to tell her that I'm pissed off because it was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want her to admit that she read it, and I don't want her to deny anything, because I heard her say it. And I was like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, shut the fuck up. Seriously, shut the fuck up. Why do you have to be the bearer of fucking bad news? Like, let it go. Mind your fucking business. I hate to sound like a prick, but my God, man, like, this is something that you waited for. I haven't read the books on purpose to not ruin the ending of the show, and I'm going to get ruined by someone who doesn't even watch the fucking show?
You've basically,
go fuck yourself.
You've invested a decade into this show.
Just about.
For somebody to ruin the end for you an hour before it ends. Like, every Sunday, well, not every, every other Sunday probably, when I go to work, there's this one guy there, and he's a big Giants fan. He's from New York, and the first thing he says when he sees me, don't tell me what happened in the Giants game, because he DVRs it every week, and he watches it when he gets home.
Right.
And I was fucking dying to tell him that they got hammered last weekend, but I'm not an asshole.
Right.
I texted him at like 10:30 at night, like, how was that game? And he was just like, fuck you.
Did you even, like, try the whole text, like, hey, they're doing pretty good today?
No, no. Because I'm not an asshole. I don't want to ruin it for him, you know?
Right.
And, but, like, I can't stand people who do that, who try to tell you, like, people who post on Facebook, oh, my God, did you see what happened in fucking, or I can't believe so-and-so died in Sons of Anarchy. It's like,
dude,
fuck you, I didn't get to watch it yet. It just happened.
Let me tell you something. This happened multiple times with Dexter. When I first got her into the show, she was just getting through season one. Mm-hmm. And her other roommate at the time, who's no longer there, she fucking ruined Dexter's wife getting killed. And it wasn't even in that season yet. We weren't even there yet. And I was like, shut the fuck up! What are you doing? Shut up! Shut the fuck up! Like, it just, it kills me how all these people just come out of the woodwork to ruin shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, you hate your life, you hate yourself, that's fine. But if you want us to hate you, keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't fucking make everyone else miserable because you're miserable, because that's the way I look at it is. Why do you have diarrhea of the mouth that fucking bad that you can't keep your fucking mouth shut for 1 hour? It's not even like it was a special 90-minute episode.
Right.
It was 1 hour, like usual. Just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's been times where, you know, like, I don't know, let's say, like, a Wednesday afternoon, you would call me and be like, dude, you watch Suns yet? And like, no, not yet. I'd be like, all right, when you watch it, call me back.
Exactly.
You know, it's like,
exactly.
Why would you ruin that?
There's like an understanding between people that, like, avid watchers of, like, certain TV shows. Like, right now, we're like, thrilled and somewhat disappointed because Breaking Bad is ending.
Right.
And it's like, we're thrilled because we can't wait for the episode, but we're, you know, look, the show has to end.
Yeah.
I mean, it's lived its course. You know, it was a short 5 seasons, but whatever. But it's exciting to see how this is all going to fucking end.
Exactly.
Do you think that you or I or any, you know, Andrew Lisa, who's a huge fan of Breaking Bad, do you think that any one of us want to hear a spoiler alert for Sunday?
No, absolutely not.
No. No, we don't even want a theory. Like,
no,
we don't want a theory that you read online. If you want to tell me your theory, and say, if you want to tell me how you think Sunday's going to end, I'm all ears. Because I like to hear that.
It's all speculation.
Right. But if you are going to tell me a theory you read online, mm-hmm. shut the fuck up.
Right. I went through Google News, just reading the news, and like, I would see like an interview with Vince Gilligan, the creator of the show, and I'm like, nah, I'm not going to read that.
Right.
I don't want to read it. Not that he would give a spoiler alert, but he may say something that may give you a clue as to what's going to happen. I don't want to know anything.
Hank's wife was on MMR today.
I would have turned it right off.
Exactly what I did. I turned it right off.
I know Talking Bad, they only talk about the previous episode, but I don't want a fucking clue. Yeah. I don't want to know anything.
No, I watched Talking Bad after each one, and they do not give anything.
I would hope not. I'll probably watch it after this week's show.
I've watched Talking Dead before.
Right.
And they never give away.
And that's fine, because Walking Dead's in the middle of a series. It's not ending.
But the reason why I'd watch Talking Bad is because Talking Dead never gave away anything, and that's the middle of a series.
Right.
So I knew that this wouldn't be, you know. And it was, that's why, you know, and it's funny, like, when, does it matter if we say things that already happened?
With?
Breaking Bad?
Well, nobody's going to hear this until the finale is over, so I don't think it matters.
Okay. Well, no, even regardless, like, people that haven't seen it, I don't give a shit. But, like, Hank.
Mm-hmm.
Hank's character, the actor that plays Hank, was on Talking Bad after that one episode.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to see that because I wanted to hear his, you know, basically all he talked about was his experience on the show for 5 years, or 6 years, whatever
right.
it was. And I wanted to hear it. You know, I wanted to hear at no point did they say, oh, well, I think it's going to end like this. Or, you know, they asked him, how do you think it's going to end? Because he knows how it's going to end. Don't fucking, you know, don't play stupid.
right.
And it never came to that. So that's why I'll watch it, because I want to see. But I don't want to hear interviews like the one that was on today with Hank's wife, the actress that plays Hank's wife. I was like, whoa, psh, clicked it right off. You know, and she was plugging the Michael J. Fox show as well as Breaking Bad.
Right.
But I immediately shut it off. I was like, no. I don't want to hear anything.
If she said that her character gets shot in the head in the finale, I would like to hear that early so I could celebrate beforehand.
Yeah.
I fucking hate his wife in the show.
I think every woman in that show is just an unbelievable, hateable character.
I think every person in that show is.
Yeah,
other than Hank, I can't stand anybody on that
Walter
show.
White. I still love Walter
White.
He's
a fucking piece of shit.
He is, but I love him. And you know what? The funny thing is that's why I love him, because he's a piece of shit and it's a TV show and I don't have to feel guilty about liking it.
No,
like
I hear you.
That's why.
I hear you.
Because let's be honest, Dexter's a piece of shit too.
Oh, absolutely.
But you like Dexter.
He tamed his piece of shitness down by only killing people who he felt deserved it.
Regardless.
But he's still a piece of shit.
Killing.
Yeah, he's still a piece of shit.
If you want to look at it that way, it's fine. But I mean, you know, morally, killing is killing.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I'm all for the eye for an eye. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly have no problems with what he did. But if you want to talk about a general, you know, way of life, killing is killing, you know?
No, I hear you.
And he did slip up a couple times. So,
and you know, it's funny, like, and I don't know, maybe I just think fucked up, but people like Jax and Tony Soprano, although they are pieces of shit, they get a pass because of the lifestyle.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Because they do murder and steal and hurt people, but that is their lifestyle. Walter White is a fucking drug dealer, which will never get a pass in my book. And
he gets a pass for me.
Really?
Yeah, you know why? Because it doesn't matter what he did. It's because he was doing it all for his family.
You could say that.
That's what the way I look at
first
it.
First season, how much money did he need for his family?
No,
he calculated it to the dollar. $760,000?
I understand that greed took over.
Yeah.
I get that. But regardless, talking about, you know, there's those people that, you know, I love hearing those people who go, oh, I'd do anything for my family. But these are the same people that, you know, would actually abandon them. When they're happy.
Sure, absolutely.
You do anything, but you'd abandon them if you're not happy, right?
Right.
Now, this guy really means it. Like, say what you say. Look, greed took over. I'll admit that. He was wrong for the way, you know, things progressed. And he got greedy because no amount was enough for him.
Right. I mean, but he had, what, $80 million at the end?
Yeah, something like that. But, regardless, he did it all for his family. And in his warped mind, he tried to mask the greed with, I'm doing this for my family.
No, I hear you.
There's no amount that's enough for my family. I have to keep going. But really, that wasn't the case. It was his wife that said, how much money is enough? And that's when he was like, okay.
Right, you know? Right.
But at the same time.
By the way, not to cut you off,
no,
but
fine.
To me, one of the coolest scenes in Breaking Bad is when they walked into the storage unit and just had that fucking stack.
On that pallet?
Yeah. You look at that, you're like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
And she's like, how much money is enough? And you're like, that's it.
Yeah.
A quarter of that is enough.
Yeah, even less.
You know?
Even enough, yeah.
That was just crazy to see that stack of money like that.
I was totally I'm totally behind Walter White to the very end, to the bitter end. I know he's a piece. It's funny. Hank, the actor that plays Hank, said on Talking Bad that I hate people that love Walter White because he is the biggest piece of shit on walking the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that people love this guy makes me sick because I'm hoping that that's not something they would do in real life. Like,
most people,
you don't want to love a guy like Pablo Escobar,
right?
Or whatever. But you know what, though? Look, man, there have been people in history who were like Robin Hoods. They sold drugs or whatever the fuck they did, but they would give back to the community. Look, John Gotti, love him or hate him, everyone loved this guy. He was a mobster, a gangster. He killed tons of people, had tons of people killed, whatever. But you know what? He gave a lot of money to that community. A lot of money. I mean, this guy would literally, every home in the neighborhood would get a fucking Thanksgiving dinner that they didn't have to pay for every year. Every home, if no one had heat, they'd bring him heaters. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was ridiculous what this guy did. He was loved by his community. Loved. And you know what? It's kind of cool because it's a kind of, it's against the grain of what's normal.
Right.
You know, instead of him, you have to look forward to a politician. And what do they do for you? Absolutely nothing. They take your money. They don't give you shit.
Right.
They take your money.
They smile on your face, and when you turn around, they spit on you.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Christie's no Tony Soprano.
Looks like him.
Not really. He looks more like from the, Bobby from, Bacala.
From the belt to the neck, he looks like him.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Well, we can honestly say that, especially now, even though I think Christie lost a little bit of weight, but right now, Tony Soprano's still going to be lighter than him.
Of course.
A lot lighter. But I was glad you brought up the whole getting a pass thing, because I thought this was funny, since we're on the topic of like, you know, this kind of shit. You know, when Sons of Anarchy first started, actually the first couple seasons, even up until last year, I believe, my girlfriend loves Jax. And mm-hmm. most women do.
Of course.
Most women think he is the tits, mm-hmm. okay? And that's fine. You know, I get it. I get it. Unfortunately for me, there isn't anybody on that show that I'm like, whoa, like... I am not attracted to Tara at all.
What about Peg Bundy?
She's
hot for an older broad.
Yes,
but.
Yes, but she's not. Now, there's a couple, like Opie's ex-wife, the one that's still alive.
Right.
She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That hooker they keep beating up, she's hot. But, I mean, you know, they're not really big characters. There's
right,
no
right.
one that you can really, like, fall in love with in this show mm-hmm. if you're a guy. So, this is, like, catered for women who are, you know, into, like, that kind of bad boy type.
Right.
Now, she loved Jax. The moment Jax banged that hooker 2 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
like, she was already falling out of favor from last season because of the way he was turning everything around. Once he became head of the club, he was kind of being an asshole.
Right.
You know, he was fucking everything up and trying to fix things. She didn't really like what was going on. But once he banged that hooker from 2 weeks ago, or last week, whatever it was, let me tell you, she fucking dreads him now. She's like, I fucking hate Jax.
Wow.
She hates him, not just because of that, because of what he is sort of doing to his wife, sort of. Like, meaning, you know, Jax has been able to perform miracles on this show, but he couldn't keep his wife out of prison. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, and really, the only reason why she went to prison is honestly because of the club.
Well, yeah, everything that happened
with
the club.
It's not her fault she went to prison. But she's just so pissed off at the way he's turning out to be. He's turning out to be Clay, basically. Or maybe even worse, possibly.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember Clay ever being that bad with Gemma until he beat the shit out of her.
Which was well-deserved.
Right. Right. At some point, they all do. And
well, I mean, for the first, I don't know, five seasons, Gemma acted like she was the fucking president of the club.
Well,
she manipulated people.
Me,
she pulled strings.
For me,
she
to
deserved
this day,
that beating.
For me, to this day, she still leads that show. She's the leader of that show.
She is because she's so good at manipulating people.
Right, and you can tell because she passed it on to her son.
Yeah,
I mean, after this past week, what he did with Tig.
Yeah,
I mean, you knew it was coming, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
You just said that you lose one more member, the club's you know
yeah.
done with, and you're handing him over like that. Like, come on, whatever. The whole point is that it was Clay's fault of why Tig even did what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So why send him to the fucking wolves? You know, why is Clay still alive? Because you're trying to get out of the gun. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, where's your loyalty? That's the thing. It went from being a loyal show. To now, it's like every man for himself in that fucking club. Doesn't make sense. And I think that's another reason why my girl is getting a little pissed off with the way things are happening. Cause like, she's not happy with the way the relationship of Jax and his wife is going. And I'm like, you know, whatever. But once he banged that hooker, she was like disgusted. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. It's the lifestyle. It's not like he's an average Joe, like, you know, me or you or anybody else, mm-hmm. where you can have a relationship with a woman, a long-term relationship, and then if you fuck someone else, no one's expecting to get a pass if you get caught.
Right.
But when you have a position of power and wealth, you know, I don't understand what, and then I said to her, I made the point, how come Tony Soprano got a pass? Women love Tony Soprano.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's the power. It's got to be the power.
Right.
But, like, they love this fat, bald fuck. So,
Every time, and every episode, he banged a new fucking Russian girl or a hot fucking piece of ass from whatever. He always had a new piece of pussy, like every week almost. And no girl had a problem with it. No girl was like, oh, he's disgusting. How could he do that to Carmella? Whatever. But Jax does it, and now he's a piece of shit. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Here's where I agree with your girl. It's not for the fact that Jax cheated, because you're right. It's the lifestyle.
Right.
She was doing time for a situation that he put her into. She's in jail.
He didn't put her into it.
The club did.
Right.
She's not in the club if it's not for him. It's on him.
But here's the thing, though. And again, I disagree with you, because I'm going to tell you what I told my girlfriend. She didn't have to fucking come back to that town. She was living a completely different life, and she decided to come back to Charming.
Okay, that's fine.
So, it's on her. You chose this lifestyle. I get that she doesn't deserve to be in jail for what had happened, but at the same time, you wanted to come back, and you knew why you wanted to come back. She wanted to rekindle things. She didn't come back there because she missed her hometown. She came back there because she missed Jax.
Sure.
So it's her fucking fault.
I don't buy that at all.
Absolutely, it's her fault. And you know what? Don't get manipulated by women's ways, dude. That's totally her fault. It's totally her fault. She deserves whatever she gets because she was living a great lifestyle as a doctor in Chicago or wherever the fuck she was before that. And she came back to Charming, this little fucking hick Dust Bowl town where, you know, she was in, had a high school boyfriend that she missed. Get the fuck out of here.
I hear you, but the club put her in a situation.
Regardless, she came back.
She
came back. If you went back to a girl who was like surrounded by trouble, and then eventually down the road, years later, you ended up in prison, you really gonna blame them, honestly?
I don't buy it. Just because she went back, she, you know.
What did you think? She was going to go back and meet another guy in Charming
Heights? No, of course not. There's 10 guys there.
Right, yeah.
They were trying to build Charming Heights to add more people to the city, right. And everybody's like, no, we'd like knowing everybody.
No, there's a dozen people max. Welcome to Charming, population 13.
I don't know how they run a fucking auto mechanic place there. There's nobody there.
No, what do they take out of stairs? Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, we got a car that's got to go back to fucking New Jersey. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Can you imagine it, living in L.A. and like, no, I got to take my car to Charming. Right. There's no auto mechanics here in L.A.
There's only two developments. The one right by the auto mechanics, their auto mechanic shop, and then that cabin that seems to show up every couple of weeks. That cabin is like a development of its own.
And you know, it's funny. Nobody knows about the cabin except the club.
No cops know about it. It's like, really? That's how unpopulated this whole fucking area is. Nobody knows about anything. It's unreal. Unbelievable. But yeah, I mean, I really don't like Tara.
I don't like Tara either.
I never did. I don't think she should have went to jail, but at the same time, she chose the lifestyle and
she handed a murder weapon to a guy.
But you know what? Again, she knew the rules. She knew you're not supposed to do that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what you're supposed to and what you're not supposed to do. And
I mean, if a guard got caught giving an inmate, a shank, and he killed somebody with it, the guard's responsible, you know?
Yeah, not that it doesn't happen.
Right, same thing with Tara. I mean, she gave him the murder weapon. She's responsible for that.
Right.
She should go to jail.
What I'm saying is I feel bad that she had to go to jail because she didn't know that was going to happen.
Right.
She didn't think that that was a possibility, what had happened would happen. But at the same time, I don't feel bad because it's like, look, you chose this lifestyle. And if you choose a lifestyle, then prepare for the consequences. I mean, if I'm going to hang around with a bunch of drug addicts or drug dealers for that matter, and even though I don't sell drugs, but I hang around with them all the time and I'm around it all the time, you know, look, if I end up getting into a shootout and I get shot, whose fault is that?
No, I
you see what I'm saying? You got to pick and choose your battles, and it's like, look, you want to avoid trouble, you should have never fucking went there to begin with.
What, she was trying to keep her husband out of jail.
No, I'm saying in the beginning. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, yeah. She was trying to do...
Right, the father of her two kids, she's trying to keep him out of jail.
I get that. But at the same time, it's like, don't be surprised that here's where you are.
This is part of the lifestyle.
And that's all good, but you know? At the same time, she's in jail because of the club, and he's fucking another girl. It's something shitty about that.
You know what? If she
listen,
that,
when she got out of jail that day, if he went over and banged the hooker, it wouldn't have bothered me.
You remember the hot prostitute or the hot porn star he banged?
Yeah,
that she beat the shit out of.
Right.
I mean, he already did it, so you know it's a possibility. So why be surprised about it? Like,
what? Oh no, I'm not surprised he did it.
And, yeah, I mean,
and
like
he should have banged both of those girls. They're both fucking hot.
Yeah, I mean, Tara's like
it's just kind of
Tara's
me,
a miserable coos.
Yeah, she's
she
a cunt.
Absolutely is a miserable piece of shit because that girl never fucking smiles, and when she does, it's the fakest fucking smile.
Oh yeah, it's always fake.
And it's just
when
like,
she smiles, she's up to something.
Yeah, I mean, and now she looks fucking. She looks worse every year, and I'm sitting there and I'm like. You mean to tell me, like, you can't find another broad? Like, really? Like, this one's annoying. You know? Like, seriously. Like, get rid of her.
Yeah, right? She's very cunty.
I mean, I don't know. I find the whole thing, like, bothersome to the point where, you know, getting back to that whole thing about, you know, why did Tony Soprano get a pass? Why doesn't Jax get a pass? Well, you're obviously more physically attracted to Jax, but... Tony's power had a different type of, you know, feeling for you. You know what I mean? Like, cause she was an avid watcher of The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I mean, I'm sure she thought, wow, it sucks that he's cheating on Carmella, but it wasn't something where you're like, oh, you know, you bastard. Nobody hated Tony Soprano.
Let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
All right. Take The Sopranos, take Sons of Anarchy, take Breaking Bad.
Right.
Why are these powerful people married to cunts?
Most powerful men are.
They're huge cunts.
Most powerful men are. Look at Bill Clinton. Am I wrong?
He's married to a lesbian.
She's a cunt, but she's, look, Hillary Clinton, she's, I'm sure she was a cunt. She was a cunt. Honestly, I like the woman. I think she's smart.
Here's my theory on that.
Right.
I think they're more likable if they cheat on a cunt. Rather than them cheating on like a nice good wife.
Well, no. See, now look at Obama. His wife doesn't seem like a cunt.
Right.
His wife actually seems like a sweetheart.
Right.
And I don't get the vibe that Obama's banging anybody else.
No. I'm talking about the three characters I mentioned, the three shows I mentioned.
Well, I think
their characters are more likable if they cheat on a cunt rather than if they cheat on like a real nice girl.
See, I think they're more likable for different reasons. They're more likable for being bad and
I hear you. They are. I think it's more excusable if they cheat on just a horrible fucking wife that they have.
See, here's the thing. When you talk about those three characters, right? You're talking about three similar characters because you said it. They're three pieces of shit in society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but. At the same time, these are people that most people aren't exposed to.
Right.
So to them, they look at it as fiction. So it's more of, if you're smart and you watch these shows, you look at it as fiction like, you know, wow, that's pretty cool because you don't get to see that every day.
Right.
There's something intriguing about it. You want to watch more because you're not exposed to this, mm-hmm. you know, shit. But then you have the dumb ones that are like, you know, well, this is terrible. This mm-hmm. is a menace to society. And, well, you know, whatever.
They're just assholes.
Right. It's like, look, this is entertainment, you know?
Right.
But then if you think about other types of shows with other types of lead actors, like, I don't know, say like three sitcoms or like happy shows.
Right.
Okay. None of those sitcoms, I don't even have to name one because none of them had an episode where the lead married guy cheated on his wife. None of them.
Right.
Because that's not what the show's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I wish Walter White would have fucked another chick.
But what's funny? You know what's funny though? Those sitcoms I'm talking about, even that's fiction.
Of course. Nobody's that happy.
No. Absolutely not. Nobody's that happy. Married with Children was more realistic than like, you know, I don't know. I don't even know any fucking married sitcoms. I fucking don't watch any. But still, It doesn't make sense to me. It's like, first of all, it's fiction. You know, you can't be, I don't know, you can't sit there and be like, well, why is this happening or why are they allowed to do this? And it is what it is. It's the lifestyle, you know? And any woman that's involved with that man that's in that lifestyle, they have to know going into it that there's a very good chance that they're going to get cheated on.
Well, sure.
You know?
I agree with you there. I'm just talking about the one circumstance.
Don't be shocked.
I'm just talking about that one time in particular while she's in jail. That's it. But yeah, it's part of the lifestyle.
I don't know. I've watched tons of movies and shows where it was the woman that did that instead of the man. And it's like, you know,
I just, yeah, like,
it's funny. Women can be whores and they get a pass now, you know, yeah. And if a man does it, he's a piece of shit. When back in the day,
it was the other way around. Right. Yeah.
You know, now it's a woman's world. It's not a man's world anymore. So a woman, it seems like a woman could do whatever the fuck she wants. And then she gets like sympathy for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if a guy does whatever he wants, he's an asshole and he deserves death. It's like, all right, come on now. Stop it with that shit. It's ridiculous. So it doesn't make any sense to me. But at the same time, it's like, look, man, she's in jail. I get it. She tried to help the club. But look, man's got needs. And if you ain't there to fulfill them.
But she's not there because of the situation he put her in.
But was he even happy with her? Remember the...
No, he's miserable. He hates her. He loves her, but he can't stand her.
Exactly. So that's why he did what he did. So you can't blame the guy. How many times have people been miserable with their significant other and they go out and find solace in someone else's pussy or cock and balls? You know, it is what it is. It happens more often than not. So, I mean, you know, say what you will. Granted, it sucks worse because she's in prison at the time. But do you think he wouldn't have done it if she wasn't in prison?
Oh, no, he definitely would have done
it. Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, and I actually think he likes this.
He does. He's all pissed off because she was fucking the other day.
RoboCop.
Yeah.
Pull your panties down.
So, and by the way, I'm going to name this show spoiler alert, and I'm going to put in the, you know, in the little area that, but because just in case we ruin the end of Dexter for people. But what did you think of the end of Dexter, the finale?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm a little warped about it, and I'll tell you why. When I first, again, I told you the incident about hearing the spoiler.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That fucked me up in the head.
Right.
I did like the fact that I was right about Deborah.
Okay.
And I was celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating when she was brain dead. I was doing pirouettes in the fucking living room because I hated that cunt for 8 years.
I know
years.
You did.
And I knew she was going to die. I knew more than anybody else. I said, Deborah's going to die.
Kind of poetic justice that Dexter's last kill was Deborah.
Yes.
Their weird love relationship that they had, even though they're brother and sister, but not really.
The irony is Deborah always accused Dexter of never being there for her and never going to be there for picking everybody else or other people over her. And the irony was that he picked her in the end.
Right.
Even when she was a vegetable.
Right.
So, oof, Manon, he looks terrible. So, yeah, I mean, it is poetic justice, but what I don't understand, and I think this is, again, I can't believe I'm saying this, but The Sopranos really mind fucked me for TV shows. I think because The Sopranos ending was so bad, I'm not 100% pissed about this ending.
Okay.
I think if I had never
seen... So let me ask you this. If The Sopranos ending was Tony Soprano faked his own death and became a fucking lumberjack, that wouldn't bother you?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Well, let me get to that. Leading up, before we get to that part, okay, I want to say this. I was happy with the ending. I was happy with the way... I didn't understand why he dumped her into the ocean. That I didn't get. Like, why? You already pulled the plug. Let her have a proper burial. Let the other people... You're obviously leaving. Let other
people... But that's Dexter's way.
I get that, but I mean, to never...
Which, by the way, I know there was a lot of shit going on, but how do you walk out of the hospital with a fucking dead body and put her on the boat?
A lot of crazy shit was happening at the end. It's like, wait, you guys are really just throwing it all in there. There's like no room for sense anymore.
Yeah, I mean, he could have put her on a hand truck rather than a stretcher and nobody would have said anything.
Right, exactly. And he went in with his fucking kill outfit on.
He should have had the fucking leather apron on.
Right. Like, talk about the fucking welder's mask.
He could have walked in with a chainsaw and nobody would have said anything.
I didn't like that part. Like, I was like, you know what, though? Why get mad about it now? The show's ending in 5 minutes.
Right.
It was the very end of the show. I loved that he pulled the plug. I love that he killed her. I love that she was dead.
Right.
More than anything. That put a huge smile on my face. And I didn't understand the dumping in the ocean. I'm not saying I hated it. Mm-hmm. I just didn't understand it. And I kind of At first, I was a little skeptical about him riding off into the hurricane as opposed to a sunset, you know. But I was like, you know what? When he said, I have to save Hannah and Harrison from me.
Right.
I was like, I'm liking this. After
8 years, he finally realized what a piece of shit he is.
Right. So I'm like, all right. And I'll be honest with you, Chris. I was ready to walk away because I needed a cigarette after that emotional buildup. And I was like, I wonder if they're, you know, they're going to show anything else. And then they showed the lumber yard and whatever. And I'm like, all right, let me see what the fuck's going on. Mm-hmm. And then they showed that. Now, here's why I'm not 100% pissed off is because I still don't think that's as bad of an ending as The Sopranos. For me, I'm not saying it's a fact. It's my opinion. That fucked me up. That pissed me off. But I am a little confused. But here's the kicker. I personally think that the reason why he's not dead is I think that there is a very good possibility that this show may come back in the future, whether it be the same actors or not the same actors. I think they're just leaving it open for a possibility, just for that matter. You know what I mean? I don't think that, because technically Dexter is still living in the Dexter realm.
Mm-hmm.
There is no death for Dexter yet.
Right.
The books are continuous. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no, so I don't see the point of really killing Dexter. I wouldn't have been surprised if he did die, whether he killed himself or someone killed him, whatever. But I don't see the point of killing him. I just don't understand. That was just such a, I don't know. I think they could have just did something completely different than him being in a lumberyard with a beard and, you know what I mean?
Right.
There could have been a different ending to that.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been him. I don't know. I would have rather seen him in fucking India wearing a fucking thing over his face. Like, you know, like honestly, I just didn't get that. I mean, I don't know. I'm not 100% pissed off about it. I had to think on it and I was like, you know what? It is what it is. The rest of the show before that was so fucking good that I was willing to forgive that, you know?
Here's, if you couldn't tell by my tone of voice, I fucking hated the ending.
The whole episode the last 10
minutes? I do like that Deborah was his last kill.
Uh-huh.
I agree that should have been his last kill.
Right.
I get that. I do like the fact that he finally realized that he's a horrible person and he, basically, the people he loves, he needs to get away from them or they're going to suffer a bad fate.
Right.
I hate this whole season.
Do you really? I didn't.
For the last season, yes, I hate it. I thought the season before that, listen, Dexter was a serial killer hiding him in, you know, plain day.
Modern world, yeah, modern day.
I thought the ending of the show should have been about, you know, about him either getting caught or getting close to getting caught or whatever, like it was last season when LaGuerta basically caught him.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that would have been a great ending to the show. Deb walks in and shoots LaGuerta, and that's it. The show's over.
Mm-hmm.
I you know.
There's too much. There's too many holes still.
And not holes. There's a lot of questions left unanswered.
No,
but that's,
holes.
Why do you say holes?
Because this season tied everything together.
But it wasn't about Dexter anymore. It was about Hannah.
No, because this is the season we found out about the code and how the code came about. And I thought that was a beautiful way to tie that up.
I just don't like the way that – I don't like that this season was the last season. I didn't have so much problem with the season.
It wasn't their call. Showtime pulled the plug.
Which, okay, that's
fine.
They
put a gun to their head last season and said, you know what? We're probably not going to renew you for a season 8 because your show costs too fucking much to make. And then they finally said, all right, we'll let you do – so they had to rewrite. They had like another 3 seasons left.
Mm-hmm.
The writers had another ideas for 3 more seasons, and they had to cram them all into one in less than 6 months.
And that's fine. And again, like it's not that I had a huge problem with the season. I had a problem that this was the last season. I feel like this season was more about Dexter and Hannah than it was about Dexter the serial killer.
But it was the culmination of Dexter. Like the serial killer was slowly fading. That was the. That's the way I took the season. I didn't take it as Hannah.
Again, what could they have done this season? And this is my thing. What could they have done this season with Dexter almost getting caught that they didn't do last season? Like, what's it? Every season there's going to be heat on him? Like, that's just stupid. I really think the heat should have really been on him for the final season. To me, that's the way I thought the show should have ended, with the heat on Dexter. Whether he got away or not, that's up to them. I think either way I would have been fine with it. But the fact that he faked his own death, that's just fucking stupid.
See, but that's the thing, though. I don't look at it as faking his own death. Why would you, if you're going to fake your own death, nobody's got eyes on you, right? No one's watching you. No one even saw him out there in the boat. So why would you drive towards the fucking hurricane? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, why not just drive to another dock somewhere far away
To leave his boat in shambles, that's what faked his own death. That's how people assumed he was dead.
I understand that, but we don't know if he had a change of heart, though. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's where I don't... There's nothing that's written in stone about that very, very last minute of...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get the part where his boat's in shambles. Right. Makes sense. But...
I'll be honest with you.
He could have changed his mind, or he could have survived his suicide attempt and decided to live a different life.
Dexter's thing was to kill horrible people. He's a horrible person.
Well, then
I think that would have been a suicide by him at the end. I don't know that driving his boat into the fucking hurricane is a great suicide, but I think a suicide by him at the end would have been legitimate.
He loves his boat.
He loves that's being how out he on disposed the boat. Of every one of his fucking bodies.
Well,
but. Yeah, I think a suicide by him at the end, his last kills are Deborah and him. Like, I think that would have been a good ending.
I agree with you. It would have been a good ending. But what I'm saying is you're telling me, like, what you think happened, like, as far as Dexter realized he's a piece of shit.
Yes.
Dexter realized he's a danger to the people that he loves,
yes.
that he cares about. But what if Dexter says, well, I'm a piece of shit and I'm a danger to people I love. Let me just stay away from them and continue to do what I also love to do. So what if that's what he's doing?
Could be.
He's in fucking Alaska killing Eskimos.
He could be.
You know, like dangerous penguins or whatever is going on up there. I have no idea.
He should just, the people he loves, he should just ignore like he did his two stepkids and he'd be fine.
Right. Well, they weren't his kids anyway. I know a guy who's got a stepkid and his own kid and he's still married and everything. And he doesn't give two shits about his stepkid, but he always says how his daughter is like his whole life. He's like, you know what? I don't give a fuck about my wife or her fucking kid, but my daughter is my. So you know what? I'm not surprised by that at all.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, it's one thing to like love your stepkids. I get that. But when you have your own kid, it kind of changes shit a little bit. I don't care who you are. You'll never admit it because you don't want to look like a bad person. But deep down inside, if you had to choose one over the other, if you had to do a Sophie's choice, the stepkid or my blood? Yeah, I'm going to go with the stepkid. Fuck off.
What if your blood's an asshole, though?
Doesn't matter. It's my blood. You know, blood. That's it, man. I think Dexter is currently being Dexter, but just
you're probably right. You're probably right. He's probably back still to
where
people.
He's back to where he's basically got a clean slate now. Now he knows from experience never ever to get emotionally involved with anybody, and he's probably just doing his thing in a very remote.
And that's
location.
Okay. I just feel like faking your own death is a huge cop out to end the show.
But you gotta think though, it's not for you. He's faking his own death for Hannah, for Harrison, for his stepkids.
They don't give a shit.
Right.
He don't like them. They don't like him.
Department. You know, all the his friends in the department and everybody. They need to all think he's gone. They can move on, live their lives.
Sure, absolutely. I get that. But he should have just killed himself.
Yeah, I know. That's what you wanted. And I kind of wanted.
To me, I think that would have been a better ending.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have been upset, but see, that's the thing. I'm not upset either way. I just didn't understand the lumberjack thing. It was too vague. That last minute was too vague. Like, you see him walking into a fucking little shack with this fucking ginger beard, and I'm like, really? That's what you pick? Like, I personally would rather be, I don't know, in some Polynesian island with a fucking coconut drink or something, you know, with fucking titties walking by, like, whatever.
I know he had some escape money, but did he have that type of escape money?
See, I don't know. I don't know. And that's probably why he's doing what he's doing. He's probably living, he's not going to do, you know, like, he was a forensics expert.
Right.
Now he's doing a manual labor job. He's really keeping a low profile.
Well, yeah. I mean you don't want to go back into the system.
No, now you're just... you're a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the best cover ever because I'm assuming he's in Canada or Alaska or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, maybe even Washington. I don't fucking know where, but somewhere where it's very, very remote as opposed to like the city. And I don't know. I think it's just,
yeah, I don't know, man. I love the show. The show.
A lot of people feel on the same boat with
you. I don't like the way it ended. I think faking your own death is just stupid.
I don't just look at it as just faking your own death. I'm looking at the reasons why. And he did it for his kid. He did it for
him. He left his kid with a fucking serial killer. I mean, he's a serial killer too,
You know what though? Right. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's a serial killer who has a kid. Leaving it with another serial killer is not that far-fetched. If it was you leaving your kid with a serial killer, that's fucking crazy.
Who's to say she won't pick up and fucking leave that kid while he's sleeping?
Now, you know that's not going to happen. I mean, it's kind of a stretch in that sense. Like, that wouldn't happen. She loves that fucking kid.
Yeah.
And he loves her. And that kid is basically hers, and you could tell. See, this is the problem. Showtime fucked up. I don't blame this on the writers. I blame this on Showtime. Because the relationship Hannah has now with Harrison and Dexter, it was all fucking microwaved. Mm-hmm. This was supposed to happen over three more seasons to get to a certain point where Hannah builds a new relationship with Dexter and Harrison and Deborah, mm-hmm. and slowly but eventually gets in everyone's good graces and even the mm-hmm. viewer, but they had to fucking microwave it because Showtime's pulling the plug. Showtime treated Dexter like Deborah, and they were, you know what I mean? Like they were pulling the plug on it, and it's not right. But unfortunately, under that circumstance, I can't put all the blame on the writer. I just don't.
The whole faking your own death at the end, I didn't like.
Again, I mean, it's one of those Sopranos moments where it's open to interpretation. Did he fake his own death, or did he not succeed in that suicide attempt?
I never thought of it that way, but you're right. He could have legitimately wanted to commit suicide.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, a fucking trash barge was passing by while, you know, the storm cleared up, and mm-hmm. he was holding onto a piece of his boat, grabbed on. They probably went to wherever he is now. Maybe fucking Washington, you know, the state of Washington or Alaska or in Canada, wherever the fuck. And then, you know, I'm going to settle here. This is fate. It took me here. I'm just going to do what I want to do. I'm going to kill people. I know Harrison's in a good place. Hannah's in a good place. Deborah's in a good place.
Yeah, at the bottom of the ocean.
Yes, exactly. Fish food. I thought I'm not disappointed with it. And again, I'm saying this because I'm still emotionally damaged from how The Sopranos ended. And now it's like I can forgive almost any show that ends in a way that I wouldn't want it to end.
And I hear you. But, like, to me, one of the best series finales, and not just the finale, but the final season, one of the best ever was The Shield.
Hmm.
Because...
See, now here's the thing with that. I agree with you about the best season, final season. Season finale, though, it was a little, it was like, you know, it was like being in a fucking Lamborghini, and it stalled at the end, in a sense.
To me, I thought it was great. Vic lost everything.
That's the part I liked. I just didn't like the...
I was kind of like, wow, that's fucked up that basically Ronnie took the fall for everything, yeah. And he was the least involved of everybody.
Yeah.
But... Yeah,
he was the saint of the group.
Yeah, like Vic got out pretty much unscathed, but he lost his family in the process.
By the way, you know Otto is the guy that burned his face, Ronnie's face, the Armenian.
Oh, is he?
He was the Armenian. That
I didn't know that.
His feet and hands cut off. That they cut off.
Yeah,
that was Otto.
I didn't know
the
that.
Writer of songs.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. The very very end though, I wasn't pissed. But it went from all this, like, just drama and, like, oh, my God, I can't believe it, to him crunching numbers at a desk.
Right. He lost a job he loved, the action, he loved it. right. to be to his family. We had two autistic kids, right? Weren't both of his kids autistic?
Yeah, I guess his testicles are fucked up. I don't know. Or her eggs are messed up.
He lost his kids. He lost his wife. He lost his job. Right. He's basically sitting at a desk crunching numbers, and you know he fucking hated it.
He's a fucking vegetable.
He lost everything. He was still alive. He didn't go to jail, but he lost everything in life that he loved.
Yeah.
Because of what a piece of shit he was. Like, I thought it was a fantastic ending.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy with the whole season and the last episode, but that last, 2 minutes of him being at a desk, it was kind of like, it just seemed to, to slow down to a stop. Like, I was just waiting for this, high emotional ending where it was just like, no way. But it was more like, that sucks. You know what I mean? Like he's basically, he, to protect himself, this is his life. And it's like, it just fluttered, just into nothing. But I liked it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked it. That show in general is still in my top five of all time.
Yeah.
You know, by far. But I don't think there's going to, although I will say this, my prediction for Breaking Bad is nothing but disappointment. And I don't mean as a fan. I mean, I hope nobody thinks there's going to be a good ending, because I can guarantee you.
How do you think it's going to end?
Well, judging by last week's episode, when he called his son
mm-hmm.
at that bar, and then he called,
you need to fucking die.
You're out of your mind. I just don't understand. I just want breakfast.
I'm retarded.
fucking retard. Hello, police. I want to report an attacking on my mother.
Right, and he got stabbed.
I know, you were. I thought that was really going to happen, though. I was like, oh my God, he's going to accidentally kill his kid. I was like, that's not good. You know what, though? If that did happen, that would have been the ending. He wouldn't have gone anywhere. He would have went straight to prison, or he would have killed himself. Mm-hmm. There's no way. He would have ran from that. No way.
I don't know. He should hate that kid. Kid's so annoying.
Once, last week, when he called his kid, and his kid was like, why are you calling? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just die? Mm-hmm. And all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he was going to turn himself in.
Right.
And then, what was it? That news report, I think it was?
Yeah, with the creator of the Gray Matter Company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they basically said he had nothing to do with the start of the company.
Okay.
When in private, 4 seasons ago, which was, Breaking Bad time, it's like, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
That, basically in private, he told him, you did everything.
All right. Now, this is just a theory. I didn't read this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I thought about that long and hard for this last week mm-hmm. about what's going to happen. And I don't see Walter White getting his money back that was taken by that Aryan brother. I just don't see it. With one episode left in 1 hour, I don't see how he's going to get all that money back, or any of it for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
He does have some of it, doesn't he? He still has
He had one barrel, $11 million or something.
Now, he can't. I don't know how he can give that to his kids.
He can't.
Right. So I think what he's going to do is he's either going to threaten, whether it's by gunpoint or by fucking cyanide capsule or mm-hmm. explosive, whatever, that couple from that company that he was friends mm-hmm. with, to sign over a chunk of money to his family.
That, to me, that's the only thing that makes sense.
That's the only good thing that's going to happen, I think.
Because why else would they bring those two back for the final episode?
Exactly.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me, is somehow him getting them to funnel his money to the family.
I don't know if they'll funnel his money. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think he's going to threaten them to make a donation to his family
mm-hmm.
and not under his name, obviously, because they were shitting on him.
Right.
But I think he's going to do something to threaten them some way, somehow, to get them to give his family money that they will actually be able to take. I don't think they're going to funnel his money. I just don't see it, because once he's gone, you know, what's he going to do? He ain't going to look. Walter is going to die this episode. He's not going to be, he's either going to die or you're going to see him behind bars waiting to die.
Okay.
I don't see him having at all a happy ending, but the happiest part will be knowing that he can die and his family's taken care of. And I do think that's going to happen.
That's what I think is going to happen. Somehow, some way, he's going to get the money to his family, and then I think he turns himself in.
Now, I will not be upset nor surprised if he goes to that couple that shit on him, that company, mm-hmm. Gray Matter, whatever. I will not be surprised or upset if he goes there, kills the two of them, and burns that fucking place to the ground. I will not be upset about that.
That would be fucking crazy.
It would be.
But, and now here's the thing. You remember the very first scene of the last eight episodes when he goes back to the house and gets the ricin from that?
I was right about that.
What's the ricin for?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I said he's going to threaten them with something. Maybe he is going to kill them. Maybe he's going to have them make a donation, have one last toast with ricin. Maybe all three of them are going to go.
Maybe.
You know? You brought up the house. I kind of had a feeling it was going to be kids in the neighborhood fucking with that house. Because I didn't see how they were going to bring anyone back to his neighborhood. I think once he was out of there, he was out of there. I don't think they were going to bring, you know, go back to that. But yeah, that ricin's got to be used at some point.
Right, right.
You know, unless he does like a Shane and kills the whole family. Has like a tea party with his family. But that was a Shield reference, by the way, if anybody's listening.
So what happens to Jesse?
Oh, no. Jesse goes down.
Do they finally put this guy out of his... I can't stand Jesse. I think the guy himself is a phenomenal fucking actor.
Yeah.
The character's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Making fat stacks, bitch.
But at this point, I'm like, wow, I wish they would just kill him and put him out of his misery.
Misery, right? He's like a wounded dog.
I feel bad for Jesse after the last episode, after they killed his fucking ex-girlfriend in front of him.
That was fucking whacked. That fucking redheaded that ginger fucking dude. Let me tell you something. That guy is more soulless than Dexter is.
He is one of the most cold-blooded people in the history of TV.
And creepiest.
He
makes my skin crawl.
He's so socially awkward. Like, he really, I think his character really believes that him and Jesse could be friends.
Yeah, let's cook.
Like he's fucking sending them down ice cream and shit.
Yeah.
Like, are you out of your fucking, with this dude? And he's so fucking, like, he just fucking kills people with no expression.
No remorse. Remember when he killed that kid when they were doing that train heist thingy? I was like.
He is just fucking cold-blooded.
He has, like, no emotion at all. Or he just, I don't know, it's like he's simple. Mm-hmm. But he's not. He's bright. He's smart.
Right. Like, I think he's logical without emotion.
He's like Spock.
Yeah, like, it's like, okay.
It's logical.
Okay, this kid showed up. He can identify us. Shoot him.
Right.
Like, no emotion, no thought goes into it. This is the most logical thing to do that has to be done.
He is like the root of all men. Without any filler. We all have filler. He doesn't. He think he's in love with that girl.
Right.
So there's the sex. Mm-hmm. That's the root thought of every man is some sort of sexual thing. He kills without remorse.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the brute in every man, that raw gene that every man has. And now we're all pussified because of this world we live in now. But if this was 1,000 years ago, we'd have no problems going up to anybody and bashing their skull in with a rock. And then there's even a sense of like, sort of like leadership. I mean, he takes control of the situation. He took Jesse to his girlfriend or whatever, ex-girlfriend's house with that Spanish kid, with the little kid, and he made him watch this girl get her fucking brains blown out. And I was like, wow, this guy is fucking ruthless. Like, for a guy who just recently got into the show,
right?
He scares me more than the Aryan Brotherhood. He scares me more than Gus Fring.
Yeah.
He scares me more than anybody else that's ever been on that show, Mike.
Right. All those other guys, you know, they're all like calculated. They weigh the risks and everything. Todd just kills people.
No, I think he weighs the risk too.
I don't think he does. I think he just looks at it as, this is what's supposed to be done. It has to be done. I'm doing it. Like, the risk of keeping Jesse alive, Jesse could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. But he says, oh, we can make money. Jesse can cook.
Well, the original thought was, before we kill him, let's find out what he told the feds.
I don't buy it. Yeah, I know he said that. I don't buy it. I think his thing was to make Jesse cook with him so he can make more money.
See, I think it goes deeper. I think if that is the case, I think he did it to get that girl back in his good
graces.
Like,
remember when they were watching the video?
Remember when he said the whole 92% pure?
Uh-huh.
She was, like, turned on again?
Yeah.
I think that's really the
That could be part.
Yeah.
When they were watching.
They already have Walt's money.
I don't think it matters to him.
Dude, he just got into it. Look at the clothes he's wearing. He still looks like he shops at Kmart. Come on. I mean, it's obvious he's not driving a nice car even. The car he took Jesse in was like a station wagon.
Yeah.
You're not in. He's obviously not about the money. He's about the pussy. He really is.
Yeah. One of the funniest things to me when they were all watching the video that Jesse made with Hank, and I think Jesse called him an opie looking or something like that, talking about the murder of the kid.
Right.
Todd was like, he kind of like laughed, like, oh, that's my boy Jesse making fun of me, you know?
Right.
Like, he's so fucking weird. He is fucking creepy to the end, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see Jesse making it out. I think he's finally going to, I don't think he's going to get killed. Mm-hmm. Like, in other words, I don't think he's just going to get killed. I think he's going to get killed in a fight. He's going to fight his way out.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is going to kill Todd. I think he's going to be the one to kill Todd. Mm-hmm. I think somehow he's going to get him. That's his revenge for the girl.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be so mortally wounded that he's going to end up dying. But I just don't see Jesse making it out.
I don't see it either.
I honestly, the people that are going to survive are obviously going to be Walt's family. And that's it. I don't see. Dude, if you think his son is going to die, he's
Damn
not.
It.
No.
You're wrong.
Fucking hate that
kid. It won't happen. It's amazing how you can hate someone who literally really does have cerebral palsy.
I hate his character on the show. His character's so annoying.
He sounds just like that in real life.
I know he does. I saw him on that show Vegas. He was in an episode.
Was he?
Yeah.
I remember that.
He stole something, or I don't remember. He was in an episode of Vegas.
I remember that.
Yeah. I and he sounds exactly the same, but the way he used to nag his dad, I was just like, oh, will you shut the fuck up? Oh, I hated
I
that
hope
kid.
To Christ you don't ever have a kid like that.
I want that kid to get fucking shot in the head.
Oh, my God. That's fucked up.
Fuck you.
Hate
that kid.
I just don't understand why you feel that way.
Because you're an annoying fuck. Just die.
But I quit. You're going to hell.
Oh shit. That's fuck that kid.
Fuck you. You bald prick. Why don't you just fucking die already?
Why don't you just die? You annoying asshole.
I'm gonna ram my walking stick up your pee hole.
If you can catch me first, you fucking gimp.
Hey man, he took Walt down. That's pretty impressive.
Walt wasn't looking.
What are you doing?
If he was a real man, he would have got up and fought his dad instead of calling the cops.
Let me ask you, how do you think Walt's going to go out? You really didn't answer it.
I think he finds a way through the gray matter people to funnel money to his family, and then he turns himself in.
That's interesting. You think he'll turn himself in?
He either has to turn himself in or die. Those are his. If he doesn't, if he stays MIA...
No.
His wife's going to go to jail.
Yeah, he's going
to
go meet Dexter.
They're
going to have coffee
if
together.
He's as true to his family as he portrayed to be all five seasons, he will either die or turn himself in.
You know, I actually never thought about that. If he does go to jail, that would be a pretty good ending. And I'll tell you why. Because it'll give his family peace of mind and think, well, he did turn himself in.
Right.
That'll be his last-ditch effort to try to get them to try to look at him in a positive way one more time. And then eventually, because he's going to die.
He's
dying. He's dying.
Right.
He's if he dies from the cancer, I'm going to be pissed because he's not at that like fatal stage yet.
Right.
He still has like 6, 8, 9 months left at the least. There's no way he's going to. If he dies from cancer, I'm going to find Gilligan and I'm going to take him, David Chase, and I'm going to put them in a fucking blender. They're balls in a blender.
I think he needs to. He needs to find a way to get them the money and get them out of the country.
No, no, no. They're not going anywhere.
If he doesn't get them the money.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Think about it. If Grey Matter signs a document saying that they're making a donation because they feel bad what happened with Walter White to his family, that money's free and clear. They don't have to go anywhere. That's what I'm saying. That's how they're going to get that money. He's going to go to them.
Well, that's the only reason they would bring them back.
He's going to make them sign a legal document, have it fax it over to a lawyer, and then he's going to kill them with the ricin or whatever. And then that's it. Those kids and wife are going to be free and clear of any wrongdoing. They're going to have a donation that they can use. And see, and that's the thing. Walt's wife's going to know that it all had to do with Walter. Like Walter was the mastermind behind them getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think she'll give it back?
No.
No.
No, of course not.
No. And you know, what's funny is she drank the Kool-Aid.
Right.
She was all behind Walt.
Right. She was masturbating on a pile of $80 million of money.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Fucking twat.
Yeah. She had paper cuts on her clit.
Yeah.
From all that money. And her fucking cunt sister, who was under the impression that, you know, because Hank said, I got him.
Right.
Who went and broke the news. You know, if she had just picked up the fucking phone when Walt was trying to call her to let it, because he was calling her.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look, I'm fine, you know.
Right.
She could have denied the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, went down with the pressure from her sister.
Yeah, I see. Did they already take the car wash from them? Did they mention that?
I think they were everything seized.
Yeah, so I'm assuming the car wash.
Yeah, yeah, shut down.
Didn't they say she was working as a? How was she making money? She did have a job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that hit him told him she was working as like a dispatcher or something.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So they seized the car wash from them then.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Oh yeah, all the assets were frozen. So right. Yeah,
I think the only way. Well, I mean, I guess it would be legal if that Grey Matter place gave them the money, but Walt's got to kill them because once
that's right,
he has to.
That's where the ricin comes into play. Unless he takes the ricin,
I think.
Which I don't see why he would do it.
I don't think he'll kill himself. I think he'll turn himself in before he kills himself.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Because I think he knows that he's at maximum. He's got a year left before the cancer kills him.
I mean, he was ready to give himself in that last episode.
Yeah.
He called the cops and he left the phone off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then
now they're hot by on
seeing
trail.
Those right by seeing those Grey Matter people on TV, it gave him the idea that that's how I can get my family the money because the kid told him to go fuck himself.
Right,
you know,
right, yeah, just dying around.
You came, Uncle Hank.
You know, and that's
I. You know what I'm surprised at those last two or three episodes that he never denied killing Hank. He did, but he's not the one who physically pulled the trigger.
No, but that's why. Well, that's why his famous words two episodes ago was, "You still owe me, Pinkman." He didn't really want Jesse to die, but he figured, what the fuck is he doing?
Fuck Jesse.
No, I'm saying, but in the beginning he wanted to work shit out for real.
Right,
and
right.
Jesse, dumb fuck that he is, thought that fat dude that was standing behind Walt was some hired gun to kill him.
Uh-huh.
I remember he was like, you know, you thought you had me, bitch.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Right.
It's like, you're an idiot. You know, just, if you didn't fucking lose your fucking mind because of some piece of pussy, you know, like, just get over it already.
Yeah.
And this is all under a misunderstanding. This all happened because of a misunderstanding.
Just get over Walt trying to poison the girl, the son of your girlfriend. Just get over it.
Fucking Mexican, dude. Whatever. But all because of a misunderstanding. But once Hank was killed because of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, he felt responsible. But at the same time, he's blaming Jesse as well.
Right.
You know, because if you just kept your fucking mouth shut and stuck to the plan,
mm-hmm.
well, that's what you get, dude. Don't ever trust a junkie.
Well, yeah.
That's why I don't trust Missy. We had to throw the her back in the show. I mean, you know, it's no. Yeah, it's you don't trust a junkie, regardless of whether they're recovering or cured or whatever fuck you want to call it. He's paranoid.
Yeah.
His actions, every action he's done is out of paranoia and complete carelessness. Like the whole throwing money out like it was newspaper at every fucking house.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. What are you doing? You're trying to get caught. You're mm-hmm. trying to get yourself caught and him caught. Don't take, you know, whatever. I mean, he's obviously pissed off because he figured out that, you know, he go, but when Walt said to him, when they caught him, said, by the way, I watched her die. I watched her choke on her own vomit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was
talk
like
talk about adding salt right, to that open
the
wound.
The final fuck you.
Wow. I mean, I watched her choke on her own vomit.
Yeah.
And he was just like.
He, dude, no response. He didn't know
he died inside yeah. at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like.
That was the final fuck you.
Now, let me ask you this, though, okay? Because, again, this is far-fetched. Well, we are talking about a fictitious show anyway, but it's far-fetched. But what if Jesse makes it out of there? What if he runs into Walt and he kills Walt? What if that's the ending of the show? How would you feel about that?
I would love it. I want Jesse to die this episode, but if that's how it ended, that would be, I think it would be cool.
If Jesse got the last laugh.
Jesse's a bigger piece of shit than Walt is, but
well,
hey, he's
really?
A fucking rat now.
Yes, he's a rat, but I mean, he didn't try to kill any kids.
Right, but it was okay that he killed adults.
How many people did he kill?
Just the one that I know of, yeah, that I could think of, but still, shot him in the fucking head.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a junkie.
Well, that's the thing.
He's a rat, and he's a murderer. He's a drug dealer.
How credible is he? Walt is brilliant, and he like you said, he's so much of a piece of shit that he's willing to endanger children.
Yeah,
Jesse, you can't call him that because he's not willing to endanger any child. You see how broken up he was when Todd shot that kid?
Yeah.
He lost his mind. I mm-hmm. mean, that was the beginning of his fall.
Oh, so that was it, yeah.
I mean, that was it. That triggered mm-hmm. everything. So it's like, you could say whatever you want about Jesse, but deep down inside, he's not as bad as Walter White.
No. I the fact that he's a rat really annoys me about him now.
That's more of like a street code thing. Like, yeah, he's a piece of shit. You're a rat. You deserve to die because you're a fucking rat. But at the same time, he's not.
Okay, so, you know, in TV shows, people get caught doing bad shit and they turn rat to not do jail time.
Right.
Jesse didn't get caught doing anything.
No, he volunteered.
He volunteered.
I understand.
I mean, he got caught trying to burn Walt's house down, but attempted arson, he's not going to jail for that.
Right.
You know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
he volunteered to put Walt in the fucking electric chair, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, that just, to me, it was just kind of like, ugh, God, fuck you. Like, all the heinous shit you did. Not that Walt didn't do anything worse.
I'm looking at apples and oranges when you say that. All the heinous shit you did, what did he do that was anywhere near, with the exception of cooking meth with him? No, I'm just saying, with the exception of cooking meth with him and killing that one dude, Walt is like.
I hear you, but
Walt,
Jesse did his
Walt
own
finished
shit.
Finished that race first, and Jesse came in last.
I hear you.
I mean, fuck, half the fucking people in that show that have been in that show. Over the course of that show, have been worse than Jesse.
I hear
you. With the exception of Hank.
But Jesse's a bad person, too.
He is a bad person, but he's not, I don't know, like, again, it's funny, I don't give Jesse a pass. I would like to see him die.
I would, too.
I do like Walter White. I give him a pass because I don't know. To me, it's just so intriguing that a guy went through all that shit for his family to the point where, talk about shit blowing up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the way he, honestly, Chris, the one thing I love about that show every week is how Walt problem solves.
Oh, yeah. His
problem solving abilities in a real life situation, like real time situation for him, mm-hmm. to me is probably the most intriguing thing about that show. Cause there's always some sort of adversity he's facing. And it's like in a matter of minutes, you know, sometimes longer, a whole episode, he figures something out to get out of that just by the skin of his teeth and make it into another, like, you know, adverse situation. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow.
Every one of his moves up until this season were very, very calculated.
Right. Yeah. What a chess player. I mean, that's what's so great about the show for me is what he does from mm-hmm. week to week. And it's like, God damn, like this guy's unreal.
Goes to show you, even a fucking nerd could be a fucking meth dealer, mass murderer.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I thought that was probably one of the most brilliant things about the show that got me to watch the show. A chemistry teacher cooking meth
mm-hmm.
to make money for his family because he's dying of cancer.
Yeah.
How do you not want to at least give that a try?
Right, right.
You know, I mean, I've heard about it. I'm a little disappointed in myself for not getting into the show when it first came out.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about the show when it first came out. And not until the first season was over mm-hmm. did I start hearing this buzz. And I was like, yeah, I'll get to it. But I'm thinking AMC.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just wait for it. And then once I watched like all five seasons, mm-hmm. 4.5 seasons in like a 3-week span.
See, that's the best part about not getting into a show when it starts.
Yeah.
Because I watched the first... Is this season 5, part 2?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I watched the first four seasons in succession in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because like
you marathoned
it. Yeah.
It's a great way to awesome. Go. Yeah. Yeah. I did the same thing with The Shield. I missed mm-hmm. the first two seasons
mm-hmm.
and I watched the first two seasons in a matter of days.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it. You know, that's fun to do.
Yeah, I love that. When you find a new show you like, but you find it like 2 or 3 years late, you can watch every episode over the course of a couple weeks instead of, you know, being left with that fucking cliffhanger that you got to wait 9 months until the next episode.
What's funny is when I did watch the first 4.5 seasons of Breaking Bad, I watched them all online, by the way. Mm-hmm. I never got to see them on TV. I didn't have Netflix anymore. Mm-hmm. I just went to a website that had all of them. I watched them all on a fucking laptop, which was really annoying, by the way.
Yeah.
But it was still worth watching. That's how much I wanted to watch.
Why didn't you get Netflix for like $10? You knew you were going to get through them in a month and then just cancel that shit.
You know what? I just didn't want to go through the hassle. Yeah. I really didn't. I was like, fuck it. It is what it is. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But I watched that first 4.5 episodes. I think it was early 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's when I finally... got it. Yeah. Early mid 2012. And for me, it feels like a decade since I have watched it and waiting for this final
eight
episodes. I'm just like, you know, when is this shit coming back?
Yeah.
It seems like it's like in a 3-year delay.
I didn't start watching it until the first half of season 5 ended, but it only had the first 4 seasons on Netflix.
Right.
So, and AMC, for some reason, wasn't fucking playing any of season 5 for a while. So finally I found out they were playing it. They were playing season 5. It was like every Monday morning at like 4:45 a.m.
Right.
So I had a set, and they played them in succession, which was cool. So I didn't have to, you know, figure out which episode goes where and how to watch it, you know.
Right.
So I would let it record at 4:45 in the morning and I'd watch it when I got up on Monday morning. But then after those 8 episodes, now I think I had to wait 3-4 months
mm-hmm.
until these new ones came out. It's just like, fuck, man.
Yeah. I mean, I watched The Wire completely through mm-hmm. when it was way off the air.
So did I.
I saw all the seasons.
I saw a shitload of random episodes of The Wire and I was like, I really got to get into this show. Right. The show's really good, but I never went out and bought the DVDs. And right. So finally I bought off 5 seasons and watched them like within a month and a half.
Yeah. I mean, it really is fun to marathon a show.
It is.
Because did you ever find yourself in the position where you're watching a show, like, you know, you get hooked on a show, like say Breaking Bad and you're watching it and you're like, wow, I just blew through 2 seasons in a day and a half.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start to find that you know that you have to stop because either you have to go to bed because you have to get up early, or you have something you got to do, and then you end up sacrificing like two, maybe three more hours of episodes.
There was one night where I had to work 7 to 7 the following day, and it was like 11:30, and I'm watching an episode. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to bed after this one.
Right.
And that episode ends. You're like, oh my God, I'll watch one more, and then I'll go to bed. And you watch that one, you're like, I can't. I got to watch another one. I have to watch another one.
Right.
And before you know it, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning. You're like, well, I might as well just watch one more and then just go to work because I'm not going to get any sleep now.
What's funny about that is I've been in that situation a couple times, but I never actually saw anybody else, physically seen anyone else go through that until a few weeks ago. I watched Sarah. I got her hooked on a show called Banshee that's on Cinemax. Now, Cinemax is starting to become the new HBO / Showtime. Because they are starting to get really good shows on there. There's a show, if you're into like military type shows, there's a show called Strike Back that's in its third season. Very entertaining show if you're into that type of shit. Well, they have this show called Banshee, which it's, let me just tell you right off the bat, the synopsis of the show is ridiculous. It could never happen.
Okay.
It's a real life situation. There's no like, there's no aliens or anything like that.
Right.
You know. It's about a convict who finally gets out of prison after 15 years for, I don't know, some diamond heist robbery, whatever. And he leaves to go find his ex, well, his girl, because she was in on it with him. But he basically got caught on purpose so she could get away.
Okay.
So he did the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's looking for her, finds out where she is. She's living a whole new life. Now she's married and has kids and whatever, but he wants her back and he's pissed that, you know. So he goes into this bar of this town that she lives in, meets this guy who owns the bar, who happens also to be an ex-con, but you know, he owns a bar. He's a businessman now. And there's a sheriff that is coming from Oregon who's in that bar eating dinner because he's the new Banshee Town sheriff. The name of the town is Banshee. It's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I don't think it's real. But it's very Amish. It's an Amish town.
Okay.
Which is great. I know it sounds funny, but it's great. And you'll, if you ever watch it, you'll know why. But, so basically there's a guy who runs the town. Your typical Damon Pope / gangster who runs a town, and people, the businesses pay protection money.
Okay.
Which I don't know. What are you going to protect from fucking Amish people?
Protect from the Damon Pope from fucking robbing them.
Right. So the two guys come in to collect the money, and the sheriff decides to be a hero and ends up getting killed. Now, it's really nothing to ruin there because that's like the first 15 minutes.
Okay.
So the whole point is now this con ends up killing the two guys that killed the sheriff.
Okay.
And the bar owner helps him bury the bodies.
Okay.
And I mean, cause there's a lot of open field, so they bury the body. And he assumes the identity of the new town sheriff.
That's interesting.
Exactly. It's far fetched.
Yeah.
It's,
but
in this day, and it happens in this day and age, it's the present time. So with the technology that's out there, it should be pretty easy to know that he's not the guy.
Right.
And from what he has It's kind of funny. There's a guy in the show who's, if you know Masuka from Dexter.
Yeah.
And you know Lafayette from True Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to mix them two together, it's exactly who this guy is. And if you ever watch a show, there is no better way to describe this guy. He's Masuka and Lafayette mixed together. He's really good with making fake IDs and stuff like that. And this guy, the lead character who becomes a sheriff, wants to make sure this guy has no ties. And it turns out that he has an estranged wife and kid, this sheriff, and he left to start a new life. There's nobody. So he assumes and now he's actually doing sheriff type work, but at the same time, he's also being a criminal.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of cool. And he's trying to work a way to get back in the life of his ex-girl, whatever she is. It's not a wife. It was a girlfriend, love of his life. And the roller coaster ride is unbelievable. You find out all these twists and turns, these people that you think are one person and they're not. It's a really entertaining show. Sarah was hooked immediately. She was like, and I watched her. I'm tired. It was a Friday night. I'm ready to fall asleep. And I was like, all right. I stayed up. We watched two episodes. She's like, put another one on. I'm like, all right. I put a third episode. Now I'm dozing in and out. And I wake up and she's like, how do you get back to the on demand? She wants to put the fourth one on. So I'm like, all right. So I'm showing her how to do it. Fourth one, she goes through the fourth one. Now, at this point, I'm out cold.
How come she doesn't know how to use a remote?
She's a girl. It's a common problem, trust me.
Can you not read?
Well, I mean, it's not about reading. It's about buttons, and women are equals confusion. And they know how to push men's buttons easy. They don't need a manual for that. Now, she ends up watching seven episodes, starting at like 9:30 at night. Mm-hmm. She was up to like 4:30 in the morning. I got up. It was like 8. And I was like, she was already up watching the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how long have you been up? She's like, I just got up. I was like, how many episodes are you? She's like, this is the 8th one. I was like, are you fucking kidding? I'm sorry. It was a Saturday night because I was off the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Eagles game. She was finished by the time – she had one more episode left by the time the Eagles game started. So as soon as the Eagles game was over,
mm-hmm.
she grabbed the remote, put the fucking – the last episode and was like – dude, she was thrilled. And I saw it and I'm like, this is what I've been through.
Yeah.
And to see the – she was so excited. And then it was like drugs. As soon as it was over, she crashed. Seriously, she crashed. She was just like sleepy. She had like 2.5 hours of sleep. I was like, wow. Like, and I know exactly what she's talking about because I remember watching like Breaking Bad or watching The Wire. And then when, you know, get up early and at some point you're just like, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I just like last night I was talking to you on the phone. I got off the phone and I realized all of a sudden I had so much shit left to do. By the time I got to bed, like literally got in bed, it was close to 2 o'clock. And my alarm goes off at 4. Or I'm sorry, my alarm goes off at 3 mm-hmm. to get up by 4. And I was like, this morning I'm driving to work. I'm like, what was I thinking? I should have just went to bed. Like,
yep.
It was ridiculous. But yeah, it's I hate to say it, but for me, TV is an addiction.
Some shows are, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. I don't mean all TV. I can't watch everything because a lot of shit sucks on TV. But I am, when it comes to shows like Breaking Bad, Sons of Anarchy, Justified, you know, shows like that, you become addicted. Homeland is now a new favorite of mine.
Ray Donovan was really good this year.
Ray Donovan was a, you know, for people that listen to this episode and know about these shows or don't know about these shows, I will say this, and I know you haven't watched any of these, but there's a show that comes on after Breaking Bad called Low Winter Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, very good show. I think they might have another hit. It's not a Breaking Bad.
Right.
Nowhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never watched Mad Men. Don't know nothing about it. Don't know how it is. But I can say that this show is very entertaining. It's basically about dirty cops, mm-hmm. which I like. It's very S.H.I.E.L.D.-esque.
Mm-hmm.
The first 15 minutes of the first episode, you're like, wow, really? Already? So, I mean, it's one of those shows that start you off real mm-hmm. fast. And there's another show, Banshees, the other show that I would recommend to anyone that likes any of the shows we talked about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good show. The second season starts, I believe, in January. So, and all of the other ones are on demand right now. The first season's on demand. There was like 10 episodes, but yeah, I mean, there are a handful of shows where you just,
there's a show I got into, last year on Starz, Boss.
That's Kelsey a great Grammer. Show.
It's good.
That's
man.
A great. Is that coming back?
I don't know.
I think
I
it
hope
is.
So. Because yeah, that they're done. Good.
I don't think they're done. I think that's a January show.
Okay.
Another show on Starz that I recommend is Magic City.
Yeah, I watched one episode of it. I didn't really get into it.
Gotta give it. You got it. See, that's the thing, man. If you're looking for a show that's gonna, there's not many shows where the first episode you're like, you know, wow.
Yeah, but I want the first episode to make me want to watch the second episode.
Yeah, but you got to give it time, man. I mean, really, because I feel like a lot of people are like that. I feel like they're missing out. Like, I personally like FX's show, The Bridge. I love the fact that it's a serial killer type mm-hmm. show with cops and it.
Yeah, and I watched the first episode of the bridge, and very beginning, yeah, there's a, you know, there's a body on the bridge, and yeah, isn't half of it in Mexico and half of it in the United States or something?
Well, it's on the line that crosses the two.
But the body was like chopped up though, right?
Right.
Something like that.
The bottom half of it was a Mexican woman's legs.
That's
and
it.
The top half of it was like a politician from Texas.
And I was like, okay, I can get into this. This is interesting. The next 50 minutes, I wanted to put a bullet through my temple. I was so fucking bored. I'm like, I can't.
You have no patience.
I couldn't get into it. I just couldn't. To me, there was just nothing going on in that first episode.
And it's a shame because I really.
The girl's annoying as fuck.
I agree. But again, it's one of those things where, you know, after a while, you kind of like put her out of your mind. And in a sense, she's not as annoying as the show goes on like every week.
But I don't know. Maybe I'll try it.
I feel a little bit alone on this one because I don't know anyone else that watches the show, and I have like nobody to talk to about it. And it's a shame because, okay, it's got that element like Rita getting killed in Dexter. That moment that happened already in the first.
It already happened.
it's season one. That's happened.
Right.
And it's like. Yeah, this should be like a season four thing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious to see if this show makes it. It may not. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it's doing ratings-wise.
Speaking of shows that I'm not sure if going to make it, is The Americans coming back? Do you know?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Yeah, I like that show. That was good.
Saw a preview for the second season.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, it comes on actually when Sons is over.
Okay.
Probably
like January.
No, Sons is going to be over before January.
Well, yeah, but they don't start anything in December.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Because Justified's coming back. That's usually...
January, right?
That's usually January. Yeah. I think... Because American Horror Story comes back on next week, I think.
I can't fucking wait for that.
I still haven't seen the rest of the last season.
That's the great thing about it. You don't have to watch...
I know, but I kind of want to, though, because I know that Siler was the fucking...
Yeah.
I know that. I didn't get any further than that.
I thought the first season was fantastic.
Never saw an episode of that.
The second season I thought was good. It wasn't great.
So you think the first one was better?
I loved the first season.
Oh, I gotta watch them both.
Loved the first season. I loved the music.
Yeah, I know.
The intro song. Yeah. I fucking love that.
It's still the same.
It's so creepy. It's great.
Yeah. It's still the same from what I understand. Yeah, The Americans is a great show. I'm trying to think. There's another show that's fairly new. I thought Bates Motel was good.
Yes, it was. Yeah, the kid they got to play Norman Bates is so fucking creepy.
Yeah. Although Todd's creepier.
Oh, absolutely.
Norman Bates is way more likable than Todd from Breaking Bad. nobody beats this kid in fucking Creep Factor at all. I'm trying to think. There is another show, and I just can't remember what it is. It's not AMC. It's not...
Dick in the Newsroom?
Well, no. The Newsroom's awesome.
I love that show.
That is a... When it comes to HBO, to me, my favorite show right now is The Newsroom.
Yeah.
That and Veep. I think
Veep's funny.
Fucking hysterical. Mm-hmm. You know, there's...
God, we sound like a couple of fucking losers.
You know what? Hey, man, it is what it is. I feel bad for you more than me because, you know, the only thing that saves me is Sarah.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't have her, I'm dead. At least you have your own home. And, you know what I mean? Like, I'm dead. I'm dead in the water. You know, I am Dexter dying at the end. Yeah, I mean, dude, that's my hobby.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm not going to lie. My downtime consists of, like, I don't sleep ever.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep a couple hours a night. So my downtime consists of watching or catching up on shows that I like. And there are a lot of shows. My DVR is overheating as we speak. They are replaying the entire series of Breaking Bad. All 61 episodes are being played as of 8:00 last night. And my DVR is running nonstop. So far, when I left the house, it was up to 24 episodes.
Nice.
And, you know, there's still some time to go by Sunday at 9:00.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm keeping them all because I know my girl wants to watch them. Because she hears all these great things about it. And, you know, I just want to have it in case she does want to watch it because I've only seen them once.
Right.
You know, and it's going to be kind of fresh. I've already forgotten a lot of shit because I had to wait so long for this season.
Right. I hear
you. And I'm like, wait, I don't remember. And then there's certain things I remember that I want to see again, like the whole Gus Fring thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great season. That whole season
was awesome.
It was phenomenal. So I'm really looking forward to Sunday. I unfortunately will not be able to watch the actual episode when it comes on.
No, I won't either. I'm working Sunday night. I won't. I'll get home at 7:30 a.m. 7:31 it'll be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it as soon as I get home.
That's the way to do it.
And honestly, I may turn my phone off.
Or just put it on vibrate and put it across the room.
I don't want anybody to text me about anything. I certainly won't log on fucking Facebook because people have to
go,
oh my God, I can't believe blah, 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 blah.
I have nothing to worry about in that except for my girlfriend's sister.
Yeah.
You know, if from now on, if I ever watch a season or series finale at my girl's house and her sister's there, I'm going to have to bring duct tape.
Yeah.
Because either that or I'm going to have to pull all the fucking internet wire out.
Yeah.
So she can't get on.
If you say a fucking word, I'll kill you. Just say that to her.
Oh, that's how I felt. I was like, we're going to do Dexter right here, right now. There's going to be a killing right here. Where's the plastic? I was ready to line the walls.
Where's my leather apron?
Right. I was ready to line the walls with plastic. I'm like, how could you fucking, how dare you in my own home?
It's just rude.
It really is. It really is. I mean, that was just, I wish I could have tuned it out,
honestly,
but it was too loud to tune out.
I'm not trying to be an asshole.
I just read on Facebook that Dexter doesn't die tonight.
You know what I would have done? I would have picked up the remote, hit pause, turned away. What did I ever do to you? So what did I do to you to make you ruin this episode for me? I've been watching this show for 8 motherfucking years, and you ruined the last episode for me?
You ruined it in 1 minute.
What did I ever do to you for you to do that to me? I'd be like, you know what? Seriously, go fuck yourself. I hope you have a fucking heart attack and fall down the steps. Fuck you. How could you do that?
Yeah, I can't.
I would be so fucking angry, dude.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I know you can't. I mean, that's what I would think in my head. I probably wouldn't say it that way.
I hope my girl doesn't hear this.
I would be so... Seriously, I would be fucking angry.
Don't get me wrong.
Shit.
I was angry.
That's just...
I wasn't kill her, literally angry.
What did you ever do to that girl for her to ruin that for you?
I can think of a lot of reasons.
It's not fair. Why would you do that to somebody?
I'm not exactly the most likable person.
Okay.
To some people.
Okay, but her sister watches the show. Why would she ruin it for her sister?
Well, that's my question. I wouldn't care so much for me. I cared, we're both there watching it.
Yeah.
We're both invested. Why? I don't think Sarah heard it at all. I really don't.
Uh-huh.
I think it flew right. No, you know what? I think she did hear, but I think she was praying I didn't.
Okay.
Because she knows how fucking angry I'll get.
Mm-hmm.
And I was angry.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I mean, I was ready to literally scream.
Oh, dude, I would have been so fucking mad.
You know, the sad part is I can honestly say, and I know my girl's going to hate this when she hears it, but the truth of the matter is if it ever comes down to something like that, whether it's a season or series finale of a show we both really like, if her sister is there or around, I won't be there. I'll be watching from home.
I don't blame you.
I cannot go through that again.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That was by far my worst experience of my life, watching something that I looked forward to that much.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean? I remember the finale of The Sopranos. It was me, my ex, and her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was quiet. Nobody said a word. And when the ending happened, I threw my shoe at the TV. And, cause I did think the cable was out.
Like,
no way. No fucking way. But never have I ever experienced anything, this kind of bullshit in my life. And it's I don't know if there was some sort of, I don't know what you want to call it, instinct in her to be the person to ruin the show. Just in spite of me, maybe. I really do believe in my heart, this girl does not like me. She's never given me any reason to think outside of that moment.
Uh-huh.
But I really think there's something about me she doesn't like. And she obviously hasn't said anything to me.
I mean, because that's very spiteful.
That's how I feel. And if she thinks that I'm full of shit, or if I'm over, playing this, she could think what she wants, but she knows how I'm into these shows or this show. She knows how much her sister's into this show. And for her to say that before the series finale started, literally as the music was playing, she said it. Mm-hmm. The Dexter opening theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she said it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
We kind of had a moment like that here one night where I was so fucking angry.
Missy.
Well, this is what happened. Anarchy. Missy said, somebody dies on Sons tonight. You said Opie, and her face just dropped. And I was like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, seriously, I was so mad. Like, I knew it was coming. The situation they were in, Opie was dying. You knew it was coming. But I was so fucking mad about it that night. I'm like, get the fuck out of my house. Like, seriously. I was so fucking angry about that.
But see, that shouldn't have happened. She should have never read anything. She should have kept it to herself.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. If you see it, you're not a fan. Don't say anything. Just shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was fucked up. That was fucked up. But at the same time, it wasn't the series finale.
No, I hear you.
No, I'm saying for me. I'm saying, because for you, you didn't experience what I experienced on Sunday.
I would have been so fucking angry, dude.
But honestly, I was livid. I didn't get any sleep that night because I was so stressed from being mad and holding it in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like having a fucking embolism because I wanted to kick her bedroom door down while she was sleeping and fucking shout at her and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you fucking do that? You know, you could say that I'm overblowing it or whatever. Or I'm going overboard with it, but I'll be honest with you. I felt like that was done out of spite.
And oh, it absolutely was.
Because this is about the time that she goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So she was wrapping up her Facebook session, her 8.5-hour Facebook session. So she had said, oh, I just read on Facebook that Dexter doesn't die tonight. And she got up to go to bed. Tell me that that wasn't a spiteful move.
That was a Walter White. I watched your girlfriend choke on her own vomit.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was a fuck you, I'm leaving.
That was exactly what it was. And trust me, I was looking for that cyanide capsule. That ricin capsule, whatever. Fuck.
It's just rude, man.
It's
ignorant.
And again, and that's why I really do think that somewhere deep down inside, she does not like me to a certain extent. I don't think she hates my guts, but I think she doesn't like me on certain things.
I mean, I don't know her, so I can't say. But either she doesn't like you, or she's just stupid. Because I could understand somebody stupid saying something like that.
No, I wouldn't. I see. I don't categorize her as stupid.
Okay, then she's spiteful and she doesn't like.
I do think that she starves for attention. I do. I think that she wants attention. And I think that was some weird way of getting attention. Like, she knew the attention was off her at that moment. Our eyes and, like, everything about me and Sarah, I mean, we were sitting next to each other on the couch. We were sitting up. We never sit up for this show or any show. We're always laying down. And we were sitting upright, feet on the floor, like, into it, in the shit. And because we were that focused, I feel like that was kind of a dig, a shot.
I think so.
To say, hey, I'm still here. And I don't know. It was really fucked up. I'm still mad about it.
I would be too.
I'm still mad. I haven't seen her since that day. I'm still mad. I'm not going to see her this weekend. Her sister, me and her, we're going to a wedding and we're going to be down the shore for the weekend and we're coming back to my place and she's going to go home after that. I won't be gone because, we both have to work the next day. But I need this break from her because I need to get this out of my system,
And
I'm going to get in trouble for this episode, by the way.
Well, shit happens.
Yeah, but
I was so I know how you feel. I was so excited for the last episode. Now, I didn't want – I watched it. I got home at 7:30 a.m. I turned it on 7:31. I sat there and, I DVR'd it. Or my DVR fucking doesn't want to record anything right now. So I went on demand.
Right.
And normally when I watch something DVR on demand, I fast forward through the song.
Right.
But I sat and I was like, is going to be the last time I ever watch Dexter that I didn't see.
Same thing.
So I was like, I'm going to sit through the song.
You're going to watch everything.
I watched that ridiculous song that it takes him 3 hours to eat breakfast because he makes everything one thing at a time.
In slow motion.
Yeah. Like, you can't make the coffee while you're cooking?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like I was so excited for it. I was like, you know what? This is the last time I'm ever going to see this show.
I let everything
for the first
play
time.
Previously yeah. on.
I let everything the, play. The I just music. Turned it on and let it go.
Yep.
I was really excited for it. I was fucking let down, but I was really excited for it.
Yeah.
And if somebody would have ruined it for me, I would have been really fucking mad.
I mean, seriously, it's like, imagine, all right, here, let me paint this for you. Imagine you finally got Scarlett Johansson. She goes into your bedroom. She gets completely naked, lays on her bed, picks her legs up over her fucking head, and just waits for you to put it in. And then all of a sudden, she's like, you know what? I got to go. Like,
that's okay, because as soon as she takes her clothes off, I came anyway, so well, show over.
I'm just saying. Like, talk about a tease like that, because you know what? The entire time I'm watching the show, I still hear her fucking voice in my head saying what she said,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, I hope now he does die, because if he doesn't die, I'm going to feel like she really ruined it.
Right.
You know, like, I'm praying that he dies, because now she took the shock factor away.
You know,
any
what?
Shock factor was gone.
Now, you don't know exactly what she read. She could have read somebody speculating that Dexter didn't die.
Right, but she
said it. But it was still fuck you. But yeah. Who's a bigger asshole? Her or the guy who would post that on Facebook?
Well, I already said that earlier, that whoever the douchebag is that wrote that is a fucking jerk. He deserves to die.
He does.
He or she deserves to die.
Because
more than Jesse or Walter White.
Like I know people post shit on Facebook while they're watching the episode or after the episode ends, and it annoys me because I don't get to watch everything right when it happens. That's why they make fucking DVR and on demand, because people actually have to work at night sometimes.
Right.
And I hate people that post shit like that, because I may say that's one of the reasons why I don't go on Facebook much anymore.
Right, right.
Because people post shit like that and you're just like, oh, I didn't watch it yet.
Yeah, yeah. I believe the one person that needs to pay for all this is Zuckerberg.
I was Sunday night, maybe it was like around Monday morning, maybe like 3-4 in the morning, I was on Google and I was reading the news, and I'm scrolling down through the entertainment and I read, it was, the headline was something along the line of Dexter cuts his own throat in finale. And I was like, oh my fucking God, if that's how it ends, I'm gonna fucking be so angry. Why would you put that in the title? And I guess it was a metaphor, a bad one at that. I don't know what, I didn't read the article. But I was just
why would you scroll through the entertainment?
I just wasn't thinking, man. I had already watched Breaking Bad.
Okay.
And
I shut everything down.
Yeah.
Like, technology goes down.
I wasn't thinking. But I was like, oh my God, if that's what happens at the end, I'm going to be so fucking angry.
Yeah. I don't want.
And that would have been my own fault. Like, one of the nurses had to come down to my department with somebody, and she walked in, and as soon as she walked in, I said, if you saw the finale of Dexter, don't say anything. And she's just like, okay. Fucking geek.
Right. Yeah. Whatever, loser.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the reaction
she's
was.
Probably like, what's Dexter?
Everybody knows what Dexter yeah. is. But like, it was just kind of like one of the things, like, that's a friend. I didn't even say hi. I was like, if you saw the finale of Dexter, don't say anything.
Right.
Like, okay.
Right.
Fucking dork.
Yeah, I just don't understand what's with the whole spoiler thing. Like, if you can't wait for it, like, you know, I'm dying to know what happens for Breaking Bad. I'm dying to know.
Yeah.
I'd love to know now, but only if that means I can watch it now.
Exactly. I don't want to know what right. happens. I want to see the show right now.
I've waited all this time. What's another couple days?
Right.
Or whatever. I mean, it sucks, but it is what it is. What kind of beast walks this earth that just goes around just telling things that you should? Like, don't go see a movie and tell me the ending.
Right.
What, are you an asshole?
Why would you ruin that for somebody?
Fuck you. Really. Like, fuck you. I mean, and I honestly, I'm plotting revenge. I'm not kidding. I'm plotting revenge. I have to do some research and find out something that she's looking forward to watching. Like a movie, even if it's a movie I would never watch, and just fucking tell her the ending. And wait till she rents it to tell her the ending.
I got a good one for you.
Tell me.
It's going to take a long time, but it'll be great.
Dude, I'm like Walter White. I could be dead in 3 months.
If she ever has a kid, She ever gets married, has a kid, wait till the kid's like 3 years old or 4 years old and tell the kid there's no Santa Claus.
That's not really punishing her.
It kind of is.
I mean, will that make her angry? Sure.
Of course it will.
Sure, but it's not... I'm not looking to ruin someone. See, revenge is to... It's eye for an eye. It's not eye for an eye in a kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, she shouldn't have started it.
Yeah, it's not one of those, you know, why'd you bring a knife to a gunfight type thing. It's like, I'm going to get her back evenly. I'm not...
going well, she finds a...
First of all, I ain't waiting fucking 30 years for that to happen. That's number one. Two... I'm not trying to get, you know, involved in it, cause I'm going to catch shit from my girl. That ruins my relationship.
Remember 10 years ago when you ruined the Dexter finale for me? Fuck you.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I want to do with something that she's looking forward to. Like I notice now she's reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
And my plot now is to read like the last couple pages of it when she's not there.
Uh huh.
And just.
Dude, Google the book.
Email it.
Google a book and just like, you know, one page, print it out, what happens on the end, leave it on the kitchen table.
Yeah. And then at the very end of that, like email or whatever, that's what I'm going to put the title of what it is that I'm giving the information to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, see, but that's not enough for me. I need it to be like the way I was.
Right. An eye for an eye and the kid.
Now, see, I don't know how I could get revenge over something like this, because this girl watches the worst fucking programming on TV.
Mm-hmm.
She watches like the reality shows that aren't real,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Honey Boo Boo and shit, like stuff along those lines.
Right.
She watches like, you know, the pawn shop shit mm-hmm. and those, anything that's hillbilly-ish,
mm-hmm.
she'll watch it. Whether it's like those hillbillies that are billionaires,
mm-hmm.
hillbillionaire, whatever the fuck they are. She watches that kind of shit. And then she also watches like paranormal stuff. Like there's a show, believe it or not, I'm not making this up. This is an actual show. There is a former New York detective who works with a medium who, when something goes weird in someone's house or business, they call him. He does some investigation. Then he brings the medium in and she feels these vibes. And then she starts saying, this person used to live here and they're mad because you did this. And this medium, this woman, who by the way, kind of looks like a goth chick, a little chubby goth chick.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these ghosts, and by the way, people listening, I'm doing this in quotation marks because I don't believe this shit at all. These ghosts, sometimes they actually are hurting her when she's feeling them. She starts to cry. And stuff like that. This is the shit that I walk in on and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, right? This is the garbage that this girl watches on TV and I don't know how to get her back for what she did to me.
Yeah, I mean, I would, any opportunity I had to ruin something for her, I would. Like, if you see her watching a movie that you saw, I would ruin it. You see her reading a book, if you didn't see it, fucking Google it and ruin it. I'd ruin everything for her.
Maybe I should teabag her soda. Nah, that's not really ruining.
It's ruining her life.
The carbonation will kill the bacteria. You ever see what soda does to a nail?
No.
If you put a nail in a bowl of Coke,
mm-hmm.
it'll be gone in like 3 days.
Really?
It eats it up completely. So, I don't want it to.
Just ruin everything you get the opportunity to ruin.
Yeah, I gotta have revenge. I need vindication over this. Mm-hmm. Because that really pissed me off.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Me personally, I don't think it would be revenge as much as, you see what you did to me? Now, maybe you'll learn to not do that again.
Right.
That would be for me.
But that's the whole point of revenge. It's the exclamation of don't fuck with me.
But revenge is more of a fuck you than see what you did to me. Don't do this again. But I would.
Okay, so I want to fuck you in there.
Okay, so
yeah, I do.
Continue to do it. Everything she watches, everything she reads, just ruin it for her.
Yeah, I got to start keeping track. I'm going to start making mental notes.
Like, are you ever, you know, sitting around you, your girl, and the sister, and you're talking about writing a movie, and she brings up the name of a movie? Just be like, just tell her, oh, this is what happens in the end.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin it for my girl.
Only if you're not going to get the movie.
Yeah. Well, no, the point is that they're going to get the movie. Wait, that was my point. Wait till she rents it, goes and physically gets it from Redbox, brings it home, and I just say, oh yeah, that dude dies at the end, and the girl was the killer that you couldn't figure out the whole time. And then just wait to see the look of horror on their face.
Wait till you see the end of this.
It's really
and then start thinking of like the worst movies you ever saw, and just be like, you gotta see this movie. It's so fucking good. And let her go rent a piece of shit movie.
No, because we have different tastes. So whatever I think is horrible, she might like.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. She's got. We have completely different tastes. I don't watch the shit she watches. Like, we're just opposites there. Again, I told you what kind of show she watches on TV. It's not for me, man. That shit's not entertaining for me. For me, it's more of, I want, like, you know, something well written.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any bullshit that they throw together and say, this is reality TV. Hey, come check out, you know,
this stupid shit.
Fuck out of here. Yeah.
It's stupid. Fuck that shit.
Whatever. I'll figure out a way to be, you know, a human spoiler alert for her. You know, maybe she doesn't eat meat. Maybe I'll say it's turkey, ground meat, and it's actually beef, and then see the look on her face when that actually will really upset her.
Yeah.
Yeah. That may actually give her a heart attack. No, really, because she hasn't had beef since she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
I'm not saying kill the fucking girl.
No, I don't think it'll literally give her, I think the shock of her eating the beef will be like, what did you do? You know, hey man, that's my ricin.
Yeah,
that's just the ricin.
Like
tonight's taco night. We're gonna do ground turkey meat, whatever beef, whatever ground turkey meat. And I'm gonna tell her it's ground because it looks the same,
right?
Smells the same once you put the seasoning and shit on it, but it's not.
Guess what, motherfucker?
Surprise, bitch!
That's what you get for ruining Dexter.
Exactly.
Bitch.
You know what? That's actually a fantastic idea. I think I may dabble with that. I'm going to have to keep this episode hidden from my girl for a while.
Just tell her, just like, don't listen. It was terrible.
I'm just going to tell her we didn't do an episode.
There you go. Fuck it.
I know she's not listening. Nobody is. No, I'm serious. I know she's not listening, so fuck it. But I'm sure we'll have at least one of the two back next week.
Yeah, I think Missy's definitely coming back. I mean, she let us know about whatever concert she was going to see tonight like a month and a half ago. Who?
Volbeat. They're actually pretty good.
Balby. Balby. Volbeat.
Volbeat. V-O-L beat. Right?
Volbeat.
You sound like an invalid. Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Volbeat. It's Volbeat, you fucking asshole.
Fuck you, you retarded prick. You whiny cocksucker.
Volbeat. It's Volbeat.
Hi, Chris.
He would have been a better character. He would have been a way better character.
Fuck him. Got my fingers crossed that he's going to die on Sunday.
You think so?
No, I know he's not going to. I just... be awesome. Be awesome him and his family die.
That's pretty fucked up, dude.
I think it'd be great if he tried to run from his dad and got hit by a car. You see the fucking metal walkers go flying.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
Hey! Give back my walking sticks. Are you ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
All right.
I've been hanging on the phone. I've been slipping all along. I won't kiss you.
On my eyes, motherfucker.
Sometimes.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars.
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.